This is Crippled System, episode 48.
And it begins.
It's been a long weekend. This is Katie, Bad Horse on the forums. I play Circle.
This is Jeremy, Valiant 418 on the forums. I play Rhett and Legion.
This is Andy. I play Trollbloods and Painting.
This is Brian. I play Scorn and Terra Mystica.
This is Nathan. This weekend I played Vanguards, but in general I play Conversion.
Wow.
I play Conversion. Conversion.
So we all had the ability to speak prior to this week, and we've all lost it.
We had the ability to speak like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, that too.
We were doing fine.
Conversion of... No, goddammit. Convergence.
Yes.
Convergence of
Good
Cirrus.
Good job, Nate.
I'm proud of myself.
You should
Good
be.
Good job. I'll Hooray. Give you a cookie later.
I got a cookie.
This episode brought to you by the letter duh.
The letter duh, yeah.
I walked into my boss's office the other day. She's like, are you okay? Yesterday, because I looked like The Walking Dead.
I slept at 11 o'clock yesterday. I woke up and I'm like, oh, look at that. It's 11 o'clock. I'm going to text everyone that's at work right now.
Yeah, I wanted to shoot you.
I took yesterday off like nobody's business.
I wish I had.
You fools. You foolish fools.
I didn't have the vacation.
Katie didn't have the vacation, and I didn't feel right taking it off when she couldn't.
No, you already
Son of a bitch. What do you have your phone on?
I was also.
I'm going to mention that
I was proud of myself this last weekend because I showered every day and I wore clean clothing every day. Like, what a concept, convention goers.
That is a weird thing.
There wasn't really a problem there, though. There was
no, it wasn't bad. But, like, in general, like at Gen Con and the bigger cons like that, like, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
It takes 10 goddamn minutes to shower
and
put on
new
clothes.
And you feel so greasy because, like, if you're actually playing in the hall, like, you get sweaty and hot and, like, you just feel like a grease ball.
Yeah. I always carry – I mean, I kept clothes for every day, and I actually have a couple extra shirts because, I mean, if I sweat – I mean, especially when I played, like, that one day, I just changed after the thing. So I
didn't even notice.
It's okay.
His shirts all look the same, you know.
Well, I went from a Crippled System shirt to, like, my Weird Al shirt. But, I mean, I just got something else on because it was sweaty.
I wore nothing but Crippled System shirts. It's like it's a 4-day convention. I own 4 Crippled System shirts. I'm doing this.
I own 4 Madison shirts, and I was really sad because 2 of them were dirty, and I didn't know. I just straight up didn't notice until the day of the trip. So I was like,
the maids weren't in that in time.
The maids don't do our laundry.
I do the laundry. That's why it's always way behind schedule.
Can you pay them extra to do your laundry? Or is that just
you can? You can.
Hey, no one's made of that much money.
Well, there you go.
I had so many people ask me about the maids this weekend. Like, Fat Asian, like, legitimately, like, so how much do they charge, and how often do they come, and what do they clean? Like, I'm thinking about doing this.
I've seen this place. He could use some maids.
See, that's because, like...
Is that why he burned it down?
I'm not cleaning this shit. I mean, it's just nice to come home, and, like, you have so much more free time, and then you're not stressed when it's dirty, and...
Yeah, it is nice.
But anyway, but they have kids, so it might be a little bit harder.
The weirdest thing about being podcasting, I mean, every con now, people are like, hey, I recognize your voice. You're the Crippled System people. I respond with, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I always apologize first whenever we realize who we are. And it's happened, like, I mean, I'm sure it happens to everyone that's on podcast. People jump out of the corner, hey, you're so-and-so. I'm like, disappointment. And then, but one time.
Autographs are weird.
Yeah, autograph things. But I'm in the bathroom.
You got an autograph request?
2 of them.
Yeah, I decided.
What?
You weren't there for the autographs?
No, I missed that.
One of them, somebody had signed Prime and Primal.
Yeah,
I was there for that. I was there for that, yeah.
And then I signed somebody's Gudrun card.
Nice. That's awesome.
But I'm in the bathroom, like, washing my hands, and I'm talking to someone. Someone, like, jumps out of the stall, like, saying, hey, you're. I'm like, no, we'll talk to you later. Get back in there.
You've officially crossed the line as to what is and is not appropriate.
He's listening. He realized he's going, yeah, that was me.
I was the guy with no pants on.
Well, Brian does get accosted by people without pants on a frequent basis.
Well, and when Brian pees in the bathroom, he's one of those ones that just drops his pants all the way to the ground because he never mastered the front.
And I spin around. I just spin in
like a top while shrieking tonelessly at the top of your voice.
That's why we have a separate bathroom for you at our house.
Yeah. Oh, God.
My favorite part was Brian and I were hanging out a lot because he...
Andy, whoa, that was almost terrifying.
What is that?
I don't know what
just
happened.
Andy just walked in with a cake.
With a number one.
A number one.
Is this our year anniversary?
Is it really?
This is our...
Andy's not on mic and he's talking. Oh, dude.
Mine broke.
Where? Mine is fail. It broke.
You need some high quality...
So... I was reminded this morning, this afternoon, I got an email saying that we had a comment posted on one of our first episode, and they said congratulations on a year, and I'm like, oh, what? I'm like,
did I
looked,
really
at, looked at the episode. It was 11/19 is when that episode was posted.
Really?
Happy birthday, us!
Yeah.
Woo! Back to apologizing to the world.
And
we're
cake.
Sorry.
I like cake.
Because yeah, nothing that says high-class podcast like shrieking devices directly to the microphone.
Which cake will be chewing on eating while trying to talk.
We should probably blow out the candle at some point or it's going to be a wax sculpture. Andy got it.
I
all
just
right.
want to put my finger in.
There you go. So I figured I'd surprise you guys. And
that
then,
was a good surprise.
And
then as I walked
about
in.
The pop thing.
As I walked in, I went. I just blew into it, and it didn't make any noise
at all.
And I thought you were going
to
drop the cake.
I hope
on,
this cake has lots of coconut, so I'm the only one who gets to eat any.
No, no coconut.
Because coconut
cookies and cream.
Oh, it looks delicious.
You can tell there's no coconut on it because
I'm going to pick
it like
just
crap.
A little bit off.
There you go. And you go. Katie, if you look behind you, there's plates.
Holy shit!
So for our 1 year anniversary, we're going to eat on
and
cap on mic.
Well, hey, we could eat after.
That'd be classy.
No, we're going to eat during it. Fuck it.
Oh, my goodness. Professionalism out the window. All right, well, while Katie's getting
professional.
Yeah, that was what ruined
now
the professionalism.
There was one thing we avoided doing. It was eating on mic.
That's not
yeah,
true.
I tried to. But, you know, fuck it.
We made it a year. Damn it. We're done.
Wait, I had a story.
I had a correct. Okay, tell your story. There is a trained killer who told me I had to make a correction on air.
We
so
should
I need
probably,
to make sure
we should
do,
probably
this.
Do that first.
Fine. Do your thing.
So I told a story about the article I did not actually write about my brothers and how proud I was that they were service people that won me the trip to a Packers game so that my brothers got to be down on the field. The eldest brother would like me to correct that and point out that he was actually deployed at the time, so his wife and son were on the field, and his wife checked out Brett Favre's ass. He was not actually there. He reminded me of this in a profanity-laden, death-threat-riddled voicemail. So
no, it gives a 14.
There you go. So, Adam, you do not have to kill me. I have.
Although you still
on
can,
air.
We'll allow it.
He still probably will. Like, eventually, one of my brothers is going to murder me because they both are older brothers and they are both trained to kill.
Yeah,
and so like they're just.
I'll be honest. If I had even a modicum of training of any type, I have at least one brother that would not be with us anymore. Like, I mean, it just would be done. Yeah. It'd be over. And Andy has also disappeared again. I'm assuming to grab a cutting implement. Yes.
Who knows? Yes. All right. Oh, great. Back. Now he's behind me with a knife.
Yeah.
All right, Katie, tell your story, because now Nathan has corrected himself.
The more that I think about it, the less entertaining it seems.
Wow. So
that's true of our podcast.
I'm really glad that you're prefacing your story with this, because now I really want to hear it.
Oh, I was just not going to say anything.
You have to.
Yeah.
Tell your
story,
Katie.
Start, finish rule.
Oh, Jeremy was playing the Last Chance Qualifier, and... So Brian and I were hanging around all day on Saturday, and he got called Jeremy several times because he was hanging out with me.
I just get used to it. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to it, too.
Speaking of calling people by the wrong names, let's discuss the hilarity of accidental racism.
Hey, I am not a racist.
Just all Asians look the same to you?
Yeah.
Well, that's different than being racist. They do.
Whoa. Now you're a racist.
He crossed the line.
So, Chili, our beloved cousin over on the Road to War podcast, used
really,
to be
cousin.
Well, he's
we're gonna go with cousin.
The podcast family. The you were all siblings, and
he
then
used to be
over
a little
on the Road to War branch.
He
used
to be
used to be a fat Asian, not
the fat
Asian. Was the way to go with it. And he had lost about 80 pounds between last War Machine weekend and this War Machine weekend. So first of all, good for you, Chili.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
It's not going to do wonders for your sumo career, but whatever. And so this War Machine weekend, side note, there is an Asian gentleman named Lyle who works for Privateer Press. So Jeremy,
you can see in our interview video.
You can see on the interview video. That interview originally asked for by Jeremy, who excitedly asked Chili if Jeremy could interview him, Lyle. So
that was only the first time I mistook
Chili
him, though.
Was so excited. He ran up to me in the hall. He's like, oh, my God, dude, Jeremy thinks I'm Lyle. And so we went and we told the Privateer Press staff members to make sure to keep up the illusion if Jeremy asked about it.
Well, the best part was Chili was wearing Chili's name tag. Like, it said Chili
on
it. Yeah,
Chili right on it.
And he's like, hey, where's Chili at? To Chili.
So that was bad. But then later... I was waiting. I was playing in the LCQ, and I wanted to go get lunch, and I didn't know how much time we had. And so I asked AK, the head judge, how long do we have? And he said, I don't know. Chili's in charge of the round timer. Go ask him. Chili's in charge of the round timer. Go ask him. So I run up to Chili, who I am convinced is Lyle, who is holding a giant-ass clock. I mean, he was practically toting around a grandfather clock.
Like, he's straight up flavor-flaving it.
Yeah, it really was. And I asked this guy holding a giant clock if he knows where Chili is, because clearly that's Lyle, and I need to find Chili. Never mind that he's wearing a name badge that says Chili.
And carrying a giant clock.
And carrying a giant clock. And wearing a Privateer Press press ganger shirt. Because Lyle is a Privateer Press staffer, not a press ganger.
And I'm standing next to Lyle outside the hall while he's going running back and forth trying to find Lyle. So I was amused.
Trying to find Chili. I was trying to find Chili.
Trying to find Chili. Yeah.
What's great is I would go outside the hall and they would be like, he's in the hall. And then I'd go back in the hall and I'd ask Chili, where's Chili? And he'd be like, he's outside the hall. So I'd leave the hall again, and I'd ask somebody, where's Chili? And they'd point me back into the hall again. I was losing my mind.
Well, and they pointed him right at, you know, they pointed him to Chili because they were trying to be helpful.
Yeah, and he's like, why do you keep pointing at Lyle?
Right? And then finally Brian broke down and just told me.
I want to go to lunch. I'm like, I'm either I skip lunch for the day.
Which would have been worth it for you.
But probably. I'm like, it was kind of, but I'm like, man, this is so racistly bad. I have to end this at some point or it's going to get worse and worse.
Now, in my own defense, I had never met Chili. And the one picture I'd ever seen of him was specifically posted as a flashcard to help people identify the difference between him and Fat Asian. So he was not what I was prepared for. And I had met Lyle. And, like, I was just like, that must be Lyle. Sure, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm fired.
To be fair, Chili was so happy about that entire experience. I mean, he was almost giddy.
The worst thing was, like, by the end of the weekend, I was hearing total random strangers telling the story to each other. Like, people that weren't on the Road to War podcast, they weren't on the Crippled System podcast, they were just, like, random people from who knows where telling the story about how Jeremy from Crippled System is a retard and a racist and doesn't know the difference between Chili and Lyle, and isn't this funny?
That's because it is funny, and you are a racist.
He's also a God among men, but that's for later.
Yes, you are, dear.
Hey. Once a month.
You can prove them wrong anytime you want.
Not now.
I'm not sure what that means.
I'm not sure what it means either. Oh, my goodness.
Just, you know.
So now we have Pinch. We have an announcement.
Announcements. Announcements.
Hey, we've been on air for a year.
That is an announcement.
That is. I was speaking more to that thread that went up today about a certain event that people can sign up for, that people should hurry and sign up for because it's hard capped at 30 entrants.
Are we really hard capping it at 30? I thought we had way more than that last year.
No, it's hard capped at 30.
That sucks.
I'm signed up.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Okay. You have to actually register.
We have a lot of voters.
I went to the Privateer Press website.
What is hard capped at 30?
Yeah.
Oh, who's the boss?
Jesus Christ.
In Madison, Wisconsin.
And not just any who's the boss.
Mary Mayhem
who's the boss, which is the best of all who's the bosses.
Yeah. Trying to make me advertise it. I'm trying to eat cake.
So, since Andy's too busy stuffing cake in his cake hole.
So.
Are you
good? Maybe.
Okay, so Who's the Boss Mary Mayhem is a charity fundraiser with Who's the Boss is the central aspect of our half of it, because there's also Warhammer half
Toys
of it.
Toys for Tots is the charity.
Toys for Tots is the charity. So you can bring toys as well, but you can also spend money to, like, buy free spins, to buy double crosses, to buy, you know, those sorts of things. So that way all that money goes to charity, and it also makes it even crazier Who's the Boss than it usually is.
Some of the other things that we have for Who's the Boss at one of these charity events, we have special scenarios. So we have scenario tables that you can play on that adds to the goofiness. You have the ability to buy double crosses, so you can just make John never play the caster that he actually spins ever.
The entire day.
Yep.
That was a beautiful thing.
You can also call people out, which I don't think you can do normally.
Yep,
calling
correct.
A lot of fun.
Pairings are a little bit different this time around. The whole idea is to try calling out challenges to other people. And if you accept a challenge, you get to choose what table you fight on. So,
and no calling out your own locals. You have to call out people from the idea.
As long as there's people from other cities.
Yeah, the idea correct. Is to call out people from other metas.
Yeah, exactly.
Give you a chance to play people you don't know.
Exactly.
Or people you don't see a lot.
I'm excited. I helped run it last year, but assuming I don't have to help Andy run it this year, I'm going to bring in my Convergence and see if I can get, like, Ashlyn or somebody broken like that with the XX stats.
Somebody got
that at
Ashlyn.
And
somebody else got bankruptcy.
Yes.
Yeah.
With Convergence. You can't even unduct between each other between the battle groups because induction is within the same battle group.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was... To be honest with you, I don't really remember many of the combinations that happened at War Machine Weekend because... it 61 times and...
Times four.
Yeah,
to 244.
Yeah.
I do... One that I heard as I was doing other stuff and you were shouting behind me was somebody playing a Scorn army got Morton Ebra, and that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Scorn also got P-Scar.
Yes, I think that was like the same role. Like, they were like back-to-back. Like, two Scorn players that got P-Scar and Morton Ebra, and I'm like, oh my God, Scorn's coming up roses right now.
That's required high-five moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those two
what if they're playing each other?
To high-five each other.
If they're playing each other.
The odd part is that there was only two Legion armies in the entire thing.
I played Legion and Who's the Boss, and I played Rhett and Who's the Boss. And I'll be honest, compared to Rhett, Legion isn't a great Who's the Boss army.
Yeah, but I mean,
well,
there's
Rhett is broke-tacular when you manage to get a caster with, like, Science Importance or something
Any, really, any good spell, as it turns out, is really amazing in Rhett.
Right. Any kind of dice manipulation where you just add a little bit to their chances to hit things.
You
makes
know who
Rhett
my dream
really
is this year? I have a new dream that I want to live. I want to roll up Kalandra for my Rhett army.
That's already happened before.
I've never had it. I want a feat where I can't miss, and every turn you can't hit my army.
You chose poorly.
Why?
I would rather have Morvana 2.
Oh, God. Oh, God, Morvana 2. Good call. Because Carnivore, pretty good.
You know what's better than having a feat where you reroll everything is having it
a
always.
A game where I reroll everything.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
You foolish fool.
Let's do Morvana.
Yeah, she might be the new jackpot. Shay's still baller, but Morvana 2 is just really good.
Well, I've managed...
Interesting enough, out of the 200 times, or 246?
What?
How many times? Yeah,
244. 244
times, Morvana 2 did not pop up once.
Not once?
Not once. She did not leave that table.
Anyone get Shay?
Shay went out almost every round.
What was hilarious is that I was up by the table coincidentally, and somebody rolled Shay naturally. And then the next person rolled jackpot, and Andy's like, pick your caster. And he's like, Shay! And we're like, oh, you chose the one time ever that you're not going to be able to pick Shay as your jackpot.
You were telling that story. I think I was listening to it on the Mom Podcast Palooza that already dropped. I heard you mention that. And all I could think was, from now on, I want to always just hang around the table during Who's the Boss? Because people shout my name excitedly during random times. That would just make me feel happy. Shay, yes, the best! I'd be like, yeah, I am. Thank you. Move along.
If I was better at modding things, I would make a Jeremy Shay model for Who's the Boss instead of Phineas Shay.
I was a hair away from playing Mercs instead of Rhett when I started because I flipped through the books and I was like, there is a caster named Shay. I must play this faction. And then I was like, Angry Elves, Shay, you're gone.
I got new glasses today. This will make sense anecdotally in a moment. I got new glasses today, and I tried on a whole bunch of different frames, and I found a trade frame that really good, and Raylene said, oh, that looks really good in you. And so I was checking it out, and we were like ringing it up, and we're filling out the paperwork, and the optician looks at it to check what the model of it, and the model is Nathan.
Nice.
So I picked out Nathan glasses. So
that is awesome.
Now my name's on my glasses, just coincidentally. It's like if I bought a purse and my birth name was Louis Vuitton.
I can think of many other reasons why you buying a purse would be weird, but we won't get into that.
It's a satchel. Indiana Jones
it's a
one.
Man satchel, yeah.
Any other announcements before we go on to Wimowa?
A Wimowa?
A Wimowa. A Wimowa.
You can't say WAP, you racist son of a bitch.
God damn it. I can say WAP all I want. And I can tell the Italian tire joke because I am Italian.
They don't even say WAP in that song. It's a Wimowa.
I don't care. I always said WAP.
It's a weem away. Like
I always said WAP.
He at the end. It's a weem away.
I'm going to go with WAP. You've heard the Italian tire joke, right?
Of course I've heard the Italian tire joke. It's my third favorite racist joke.
What's your first two favorite racist jokes?
Shut up.
Interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway. I think we're done with announcements, unless I'm forgetting something.
I don't know. Katie could announce if Jeremy's reached his one time this month or not.
He is a god among men.
I hate you all.
Hey, I am eagerly awaiting.
Really?
Jeremy,
do
I had
not
a welcome
want me to
home.
Be eager? Should I not be eager?
I had a welcome home, you know, from my fiance the other day after I got back from War Machine Weekend. Now, I'm not a god among men like you are. I'm a mere mortal. So for my own health and safety, how long should I wait before attempting to please her a second time? I know gods among men can do it up to once per month.
That is not what I was trying to say.
You said, I may be a god among men, but I can only do that once a month. That's
but the conversation was not specifically about having sex.
It was about having sex. Like, no one else knew what you were talking about, because apparently that meant impregnating someone.
Right.
Which I'm still impressed that if you can impregnate a woman like every single month, that's amazing. Because that means the kids are going to come out like in a queue. Like she'll have a kid and then a month later another kid. Like it's just.
Well,
a,
you've never heard of Irish twins?
They're not a month apart.
Oh my gosh.
Once a month. Woohoo.
I hate you.
That's our next
I
shirt.
Hate all of you, by the way. Once a month.
I'm a god among men. I can please my woman once a month.
Well, and the best part is, like, the entire table just got quiet. Like, stared at him.
Well, you look so sad. I was about to explode from all the possible comments I responded with. Marshall just came. And Jason was like, I don't understand what's happening. Great.
Well, the
beautiful
is-
thing about Jeremy is that every once in a while I just think, man, we make fun of Jeremy too much. And then he either does something super obnoxious and egotistical, or he does something like that where you have to do it out of obligation.
Well, I mean, the best part is Jason came with us, and he was like, man, I didn't know why you guys always picked on Jeremy so much, but the more I hang around with him, the more I know. Like,
thanks, Jason. By the way,
Jeremy did a lot of good things. He put all those videos. He got six videos recorded. He went out of his way to get us an interview with Parameter Press. He does a lot of productive things, but then he talks and then he ruins it all.
Well, on the bright side, I lost my voice for the last day and a half of War Machine Weekend, so I was really my popularity skyrocketed.
Yeah, it did go up.
Speaking of War Machine Weekend. Let's talk about it. Yes, burp. No.
Yeah,
am I the only one that has a still working noise?
Mine started not working.
I don't know where mine went.
Mine don't either.
We've lost one. Two never said a word.
What do you do? Do you hum into it?
No, you just blow into it.
Oh, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
There was Katie's once a month.
So Thursday.
So we're going to go around Thursday, Friday, Saturday, yes, individually? Okay.
That was discussed previously in the pre-podcast discussion.
Okay.
That's called planning. So Brian and Josh and I left together at about 10 in the morning, which a good thing I was ready. I had misremembered what Brian said, and I thought he was done with work at 10 and we were leaving at noon. Turns out we were leaving at 10, so I happened to be showered and ready to go. Luckily.
Oh, man, I'd have laughed so hard if Brian had to wait while you showered.
Well, no, there would have been one less person on the trip.
Or I would have been in the car in my underwear, like, getting dressed on the drive.
That's probably more likely what would have happened.
But we drove down. Brian played his horrific repetitive song CD.
You got retweeted the crap out of, by the way. Pegasus Games started following us because of your tweets and said, go read these amazing tweets.
Yeah, he got a couple critical hits that made me claw my ears off, and then a couple reprieves that were surprisingly not hated.
What? Say what you need to say. Go on.
There was another one on my way here that was on the radio that was like, oh, thank God Brian didn't know about this song, because there's that stupid Police song where Sting's just like a do 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 a da 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 for like 15 minutes.
I put the Chumbawamba song in there because I actually like the Chumbawamba song.
Oh, I love that song.
I put it on there just for myself to like give myself a break. And Jeremy,
and I started singing when he tweeted
up again.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna keep me down. I get knocked down.
So hang it up again.
You not look at
five. You're never going to keep me down. My favorite part of that song is the part where he says that he gets knocked down, but he gets up again, and you're never going to keep him down.
Do you not like the Walk 500 Miles song? Because I love that. That's another song I
love.
That is
another great song.
I literally listen to that song just over and over again.
I don't mind that one as much.
Because it's Scottish people singing. You can't.
That song you and I listened to. I remember Scotsman. Jordan wanted to claw his ears out. We were listening to that on the way to the Dice Dojo one time.
But the Chumbawamba song, and then, of course, Rumor Has It by Adele and Say What You Need to Say. Oh, God.
But there's that one Grand Funk song that started okay, but it went on for 4 hours.
The Grand Funk Railroad, like, I'm Your Captain or whatever it's called. Like, it was a legit song, and I'm like, what's wrong with this song? And then after, like, 3 minutes, the song should have ended. And then for the next hour and a half, he sang the same line over and over and over again.
I'm almost home now.
It's just over and over. And
yeah,
I'm like,
it was a solid 2 solid minutes of the same lyric.
Yeah.
Slightly quieter each time, but not really.
I think it was like an audio illusion where it sounded quieter, but they were the same. And so it's like that scene in Monty Python and the Holy Grail where he's running closer over and over again. Like, it felt quieter over and over again, but it just kept fucking going on.
I was impressed how many people were at War Machine Weekend by 4 o'clock on Thursday. I mean, there's literally 75 people already there. That was my first sign that this weekend was going to be insane.
Yeah.
By like 6 o'clock, there was at least 150 people there. And I've been there early the last few years, and usually by 6, it'd get 25 to 50 people maybe there. But this was just like 75 to 150 by like 6:30.
Katie and I got there at like 6 o'clock. It was like about 6 o'clock.
No, it was like 7 o'clock.
Was it 7?
Because the Adepticon stuff opened at 7, and we got there like 10 minutes before it opened.
That's right. So we got there at about 7 o'clock, and the place was friggin' packed. I mean, there were just people everywhere. Yeah, it was shocking. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of the trend, though, because, like, look, Adepticon is a whole extra day this year.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
because everyone shows up earlier.
Yeah, I mean, they're just like, screw it, we'll just make it a whole day longer. And people are like, oh, great, we'll just get there another day early.
I was so nice. My fiance registered me for Adepticon because I couldn't, because where I was, you know, I don't have a tablet or anything. So unless I tried doing it on my phone,
which would not have been fun.
So.
That was a fun conversation to listen to your half.
You're like, no, really, hon. You just keep trying it every once in a while. What?
Well, just go read your book and then go back 5 minutes later and try again.
Yeah, I didn't want her to get frustrated and quit, so I was so soft-talky supportive.
You were.
It was like coaching, like, you know, like you got like a frightened animal, and you're like, it's okay, because you don't want to spook them and make them run. It's like, no, sweetheart, just sign me up for hardcore. It's okay.
Yeah, I registered. I did not register for hardcore. I thought about it, and then at the end I decided not to, but.
Yeah. I'm doing the same thing with Adepticon that I did with War Machine Weekend, where I'm playing in one tournament and I'm judging two, and that doesn't seem like a lot, except the one I'm playing in is like 10 hours long, and the ones I'm judging are like 10 hours long. So really that means
hardcore
the entire.
Hardcore is 10 hours long?
No, well, it's like 9 to 5 or something. So
okay, yeah.
And that's, it. You know.
It's a long day.
It's a full day.
Yeah. No, I agree. I assume you're judging the Masters.
I'm sorry, not hardcore. It's Masters I'm playing in.
So which is 2 days.
There's a Masters one and a Masters. But it's a like qualifier all, in the day. It's like 2 a.m. overnight. The one going in overnight does. There's like a 9 to 5, and then there's a 6 to 2 in the morning.
I signed up for both because I hate myself. Apparently,
I did not sign up for the second one. I figure if I don't get in the first one, I'll just play Iron Arena all day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I did the same thing. I signed up Thursday night. And Thursday night was literally just playing board games.
Yep.
Yeah, I played Seven Wonders.
My first of like 5 Tiramisu games, some Kalos. Kalos was great because we had all these new players. I was just showing how a game could be just ridiculously.
Story for anybody who knows how Kalos works. Brian might have won, or I think actually you probably, well, it depends which building you build. Brian might have won, except the worker, he put a worker on something he thought was the Build a Prestige building, but it was actually the Build a Residence building.
Well, I did.
So that worked out well for him.
If I wouldn't have moved to Provost 12 of the 13 turns just to fuck everyone over
you
constantly.
You would have 6 back, like over, like you just shot that guy back.
Well, I went up the money track just because we had all these new players, so I wasn't trying to play too aggressively because I wanted
to
learn the game.
You lying sack of shit! What? You moved the provost back three spaces every single turn.
I wasn't playing aggressively to win, I was playing aggressively just to fuck people.
You wanted to make sure these new players all hated Kalos.
Well, they mostly hated me, I got death threats.
John was angry as hell.
He would have just stabbed me.
Yeah, but we don't know what that's about.
That's weird.
Constant state.
Yeah, it's just always like that.
But I don't know what you guys did for Thursday, but that was but basically got there early, played board games until like 2:33 in the morning.
I got to play Seven Wonders and Lords of Waterdeep, and then listen to Brian explain how to play Terra Mystica 5 times.
That was not all over the weekend. We're talking just Thursday right now.
If I have to listen to him explain that game one more time, I'm going to shoot myself.
Well, luckily, we have like 80 people want to play it now. Yeah. So much.
Everyone that was there knows how to play it now. I got to play Small World that first night with John, Fat Asian, and his kid, whose name I am forgetting because I'm a bad person.
He was rude to me.
He was a cool little kid. I actually thought he was a really cool little kid.
He was rude to me. I said, hi, and he just looked at me.
Brendan.
And then,
Brendan was
and
his
then
name.
Turned away and started playing his game.
That's true. He did do that.
And then when I told him he was rude to me, he said, I wasn't rude, and walked away.
Which is also rude. I enjoyed it. I actually played a couple of different games over the weekend with Brendan. Brendan was fun. And I met John's wife. And her name I really do forget because he only said it once and then I didn't really hang out with her the rest of the weekend. But
John's kid kicked your butt in Small World.
Brendan dropped the hammer on us, man. Well, he got – what was that stupid combo he got? He got some ridiculously OP combo. He played one. He only played two races the entire game, and he crushed us. Like his for his starting race, he had for six turns, and was getting 12 points a turn.
He started with a source. He started with the ladies that you stack, but in a stack.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. He started
he got
with them.
Six of them in a stack on a mountain, and then people no one was willing to drop seventh thing on that.
Yeah,
and then the second race, I forget what the second
you'd
race.
You'd have to drop nine on there, wouldn't you?
You'd have to drop a
two
dragon
plus
on
one
there.
For the mountain plus six for them.
No one ever jumped on it. In his other heat, so he by turn three, then he switched to another race the rest of the game. And his other race was some ridiculous like. I think it was something humans.
I don't remember, but whatever it was really good.
I think it was some ridiculous combination.
Well, somebody needed to take a dragon to it.
No one ever got a dragon.
No one ever got a dragon.
I mean, that would have been the dragon. I mean, the dragon would have been used on that.
That is where the dragon would have gone, but it didn't ever come up.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that was fun. That was Thursday night. Andy, what did you do Thursday?
I don't remember.
Okay, then.
I honestly don't remember what I did Thursday night. I think we got there and I started setting things up. I got the room taken care of. I went drinking.
That would be why you don't remember.
How many
blind Russians did you have?
Over the weekend?
On Thursday.
On Thursday? Not enough. I hung out and talked to most of the folks there. I think we started setting up the painting room. I didn't really do that much.
Yeah.
Well, I went out to eat with some folks, I think. No, I don't remember.
Wow, what a great story,
scintillating
Mark.
Story you have there.
We talk about the one thing. We stopped in Bloomington on the way down, and we met Bloomington is like the most racist city there is.
Who knew?
Apparently.
We walk into Culver's, and in the back of the room, he's like a soccer team, and their coaches
just told me volleyball. In my mind, it was volleyball.
Volleyball.
I don't know. They're all the same.
I know because their butt said volleyball on it.
All right. Nice.
Which exactly. I don't get. Like,
Look into the young girls' butts. Let's get back to the racism.
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing is, and I'm not just saying like the high school girls, but like in general, they got the yoga pants that have like paragraphs written on their ass, and then you're reading, and they're like, "Stop looking at my ass."
I'm like, I'm reading a novel. Leave me alone. Yeah. I'm trying to get to chapter 3 right now.
Right. Stop talking.
I want to know what happens to Enrique. So
hold on. Let me stick a bookmark in there to not lose my place.
That's terrible.
Oh, that's bad.
So we're ordering food. And there's like probably 10 of them and like a bunch of coaches. And they are just laughing up a fucking storm. Like they're like having the time of life. And good for them.
Yeah.
They're after a game doing whatever. I'm getting my soda, and they walk. They're like leaving, and suddenly I realize all they're doing is telling god awful, horrific, racist jokes,
and just giggling.
Yo, they were. I mean, the kids and the coaches were just laughing up. Like, I only remembered one joke because I wasn't prepared to be bombarded with like 20 racism jokes at once. But the only joke I remembered was, "What do you call a building full of Mexicans?" The answer is jail. And I was like, holy fuckballs.
No.
Because I'm just standing in line, and all of a sudden Brian just goes, oh, my God. Like, what's wrong? He's like, oh, my God. And then he didn't explain to me. He just goes, what do you call a building full? Because he thought I had heard it, and he was repeating it in horror.
Yeah.
But I hadn't heard it the first time, so I just thought Brian was suddenly telling me a racist joke.
Yeah, that's the middle of Illinois. I don't understand. You're not in.
Yeah, I was like, wow. I was very impressed by the awfulness. And I was like, wow. So that was that's the rest of my Thursday.
And then who wants to start with Friday? We have two people playing iPad games. We're such a professional podcast.
Yeah.
I'm telling a story.
Telling a story. Katie's less so.
I don't have very good stories to tell. I play board games.
You're playing Candy Crush, which sucks.
Tell us about your Friday. Give me this.
I tried to take several naps, and every time I tried to take a nap, Brian came and woke me up, and it was very rude.
I was bored.
Were bored.
We're not on Friday yet. Are we on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on Friday now. Yeah, Thursday.
Oh, yeah, you're really following the conversation.
Yeah.
I was. We just switched to Friday.
Thursday's done.
All right, so Friday, Katie tried to sleep, and Brian went at last.
That was literally all you did Friday. You didn't do anything else fun all day Friday?
I went to lunch. That was the day that I went to lunch.
That's the day you left.
That was the day everyone ran up to tell me. I must have had 30 different people say, your wife's out with four guys getting booze. And I was like, that'll end well. One of them's teenage. Shit.
It ended pretty well. I got a shake for free.
Your first
is that three. A euphemism?
Yeah.
Hey, however you want to interpret that.
Evidently, she likes more than once a month.
Oh. I hate all of you.
Well, that's fun. I went to. I was. It was teenage, and then his buddy, I think Sean was his name, and then Keith and Will. So
good times. I hear they took you to a really nice part of town.
Yeah, it was creepy.
I didn't realize how bad of a town St. Louis was until I spent time going around it for a few different places. Like, wow, this town is really off dirt.
Yeah.
They have a lot of Steak and Shakes. I went to three separate Steak and Shakes. That was exciting.
Steak and Shake is the state bird of St. Louis.
Nice.
So how was your day, Jeremy?
My Friday. I actually, I think I'm the only one. I played in the LCQ. Am I the only one of the five of us that played in the LCQ?
Good God, yes.
Yeah, there's no way I was going to play
in
that.
Spoilers, I'm really happy I didn't.
I actually had a lot of fun in the LCQ. But yeah, so I played in the LCQ,
Did you play all games? All the way to the end?
No. They cut. What? They cut after the fourth round.
Oh.
So that would not have been possible.
And you play,
the reason I was so excited.
Was it
was
a big event?
Yeah, there were, God, how many
people? It was like 170 people.
Yeah, so they were expecting a number significant, a percentage significantly smaller than 170, and they got 170 people signed up. So originally it was going to dice roll at 9, and then they made an announcement in the hall that dice roll was going to be at 9:15, and then they made an announcement in the hallway that the dice was going to roll at 9:30.
They made an announcement that the dice is going to roll whenever the hell we get around to
it. No, and then the next announcement was sheets with your list have to be turned in at 9:45, at which point I knew that the train had just come off the tracks.
Well, did you hear what happened?
No.
Their software had some sort of glitch in it, and like there were five people who got paired with themselves, and like one person's middle name came up as like their...
Well, that was hilarious. In the pairings, everyone else was first name, last name. I was in there as last name, first name. So, like, every time I go look for myself, I'd be like, Jeremy. God damn it. Oh, Shay, there I am. Great. There's my table. Fantastic. And you would think I would have figured that out after four rounds, but you'd be wrong.
I would not have thought you would have figured that out after.
No, I wouldn't either.
So, anyway, but the reason I was excited about the LCQ is because that morning they released the most awesome model in the history of Forever and Always, the House Guard Thane. Yes. I told people I hadn't been this excited since the day I got married. I was super excited about this guy.
You compared miniature pewter, to your marriage.
To be fair, he means the first marriage.
I do not.
Wow.
And also that does count as one day a month. So
wow, Nate. You're an ass.
I'm a little pissed.
You should be.
Holy shit.
If you want to beat the crap out of Nathan, none of us will judge you.
No, Nathan. Because he said he was...
Oh. No, Jeremy.
No, this is...
That was all on Nathan. That was Nathan.
Andy was belittling it, and so I'm saying it wasn't as good as his Katie marriage, you see. Uh-huh. It was only as good as the shitty first marriage.
Well, you have
marriage.
To explain
Keep
it.
Digging,
no,
buddy.
Because
Keep
the
digging.
Shitty first marriage was before our marriage, so if he hasn't been this excited since his marriage, that means... Our wedding day was even shittier than his first one. That's how time works, Nathan.
No, this is fun for me, Nate. Keep digging. I'm enjoying being on this
because
side of it.
Because your wedding was timeless.
Aww.
No.
Nope.
I tried, Nate. I tried adding the awe to help you.
It didn't help.
Right, I will say
was so good he has to hold it on a separate pedestal, uh-huh, and it's not even fair to compare the others.
As someone who experiences this position a lot, your best bet is just shut up and hope for the best.
The red players Thursday and Friday morning were
on
so
your
giddy.
Arm.
Like all the red players.
It's a fox.
It's a fox Katie drew on there.
He clearly didn't shower this morning.
All right, so you're in the LCQ.
Anyway, so I'm in the LCQ.
Oh, no, Thane you were talking about.
Well, yeah, I already had my two lists in. And then when they were like, lists have to be in by 9:45, I was like, oh, my God, I can play the House Guard Thane. So I wrote up a list, and I said, here's my list.
Don't you mean the Dester Thane?
Oh, God damn it. It's bad enough that Crump on the – so on the Road to War podcast of Palooza, Crump couldn't stop calling it the Dester Thane. So you'll get to go listen to that at some point. But anyway, so I went running around the hall trying to find a House Guard Thane, and no one had one. And finally I found Chuck, and Chuck had one. But Chuck was playing the House Guard Thane Chuck had given it to Hacksaw because Hacksaw brought his red. And I was like, God damn it, Chuck. He's like, well, he just asked 30 seconds ago. I was like, that doesn't help, Chuck. So then I'm running around the whole hall. I'm running up to complete strangers. And I'm saying, do you have a House Guard Thane I can borrow? And people are just looking at me like, who the fuck is this crazy person? I'm not going to give you this brand new release model, even if I have one. No.
You need like a little badge. Excuse me, sir. I'm from the internet. I need a House Guard Thane.
I do need a badge. So anyway, finally I run up. Like I've gone through the whole hall, the hallway. Like I ran around asking people the elevator. Like I was a crazy person. And I run into Professor Lust, Matt Lust. And I'm like, you're like the last person in the hall. There's no way you have one. But – do you have a house car thing? And he goes, oh yeah, somebody wanted me to ninja shop it for him. I was like, did you loan it out? No. Can I borrow it? And he's like, oh yeah, sure. He handed it to me. So I give him this huge hug, and I mean, Matt's a little taken aback, obviously. And I turn around, I start to walk away, and then I run back and I hug him again. I was so excited. So I played the house card thing all day.
I thought you were going to play two of them.
I couldn't find a second one. I would have, but I only found the one. So I played the house card thing in Osayan, and he is the most broken shit I've ever seen in Rhett. I ran game one. I ran Halberdiers 18 inches and jammed past his zone going second. It was glorious. And then I never did face stealth, and I was really sad. But I'm going to shoot the shit out of some stealth models with that guy. He's going to make my rifleman just blow the crap out of I don't know who.
I don't like somebody this model. Stealthy.
It's going to be Halberdiers AD.
Halberdiers do not AD.
Okay, because I was going to say that would mean they only get to go 28 inches,
sadly.
Yeah.
But what was really hilarious, though, was in round three, I think it was, my opponent brought up two units of Doom Reavers, and they were way the fuck back. They were like, oh, maybe you get to shoot at them a little bit. I was like, shoot at them? No. Quicken, desperate pace. I am now charging with a 15-inch threat with my Halberdiers that are fearless. And I'm just like, boom, no more Doom Reavers. And he was just like, aw. It was glorious. It was the most fun ever. Yeah, so... Fearless, something we super needed. The Desperate Pace we did not need, but it's amazing. And the Seeing Stealth we really needed. It's just, oh, God. So anyway, I played four games in the LCQ. I played the house card thing in all four games, and I had a blast.
Did you 2-2?
I 2-2'd. I won the first. I lost the second. The second was actually super-duper close. And then I won the third because my opponent didn't really want to play and kind of threw his caster away. And then the fourth game, I played against Butcher 3. Butcher 3, because of my Banshee, ended up a quarter of an inch out from pulling Osayan in on his feet turn. So he just, like, camped up. And then he was like, well, shit, I, like, don't have any models left activated. Oh, I have this Draken over here that's just kind of standing around. Draken walks up to Osayan. Or, no, he technically had to have charged up, although I think he did declare a walk. Doesn't matter. Legally, he charged up, because that's the only way this works. Charged up, hit me with the horse, which is POW 14 for no good goddamn reason, by the way. The horse rolled bananas on its two dice, and then he was like, and then he hits you with his charge attack, with its Weapon Master four dice, and dead Osayan. I was like, oh, sad face.
Good times.
Because Butcher was dead the next turn, otherwise. Right. Super dead. So, anyway, I had a lot of fun. The LCQ was amazing. I don't really... remember what I did after the LCQ Friday, because I was pretty exhausted.
Board games, I'm sure.
And then Friday night, there's a video that I took of Ship Captain Crew, because then I played Ship Captain Crew for like an hour.
I did not get to play any Ship Captain Crew.
Oh, I bought a t-shirt that says Ship Captain Crew Weekend.
Did you play any, Werewolf?
Oh my goodness, there was Werewolf. Yeah, but speaking of Professor Lost and playing in tournaments on Friday, in the podcast of Paludes, I talked more about my Vanguard, so I'm not going to bother going into it here because, you know, I'd be like that one guy with one story that he won't stop telling.
Right.
But that morning, so I have 10 of my Vanguards. The only ones I'm waiting for are the four that Professor Lust has. And Thursday night, I'm looking for him, and I've been told he's there. You know, I meet up with somebody who's like, oh, yeah, he's here. He's staying with me. I know he's here. I'm like, okay, good. He's here. Just as long as he's downstairs tomorrow morning before the tournament, I can just get my Vanguards from him then. So I get to the hotel the next day because I was staying elsewhere. And I walk in, and he's there at the front desk just kind of hovering. And he comes up to stop me, and he turns out he forgot my Vanguards. Like, he was like 4 hours out of Minnesota when he realized he hadn't brought my Vanguards. So he called his wife and had her UPS overnight next day, 8 a.m. guaranteed delivery, my Vanguards.
As of
8:30, they still weren't there. So it was a little freaky.
He forgot some models for Adepticon.
He forgot all of his own models for Adepticon.
Yes.
Like, I'm beginning to think he's just not that organized when it comes to trips.
Yeah, he was telling me that. But that was a little pant soiling of a moment there.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
Especially, I didn't bring any of my Vanguards with me.
Although, so anyways, on Thursday, like a million people stopped me like, hey, man, do you need another Vanguard? I got a Vanguard. So I could have scoured and found four, I'm sure. But his showed up, and so I was able to use him.
Sounds fun. Oh, the other thing I forgot to mention was the convention sold out of House Guard Riflemen. How good is the thing? They sold out of House Guard Riflemen. Never in the history of the world have those words been uttered before. Anyway, sorry.
That was my Friday. I played in the two caster thing, got third place.
Did good?
Yeah, did all right. Got myself a trophy, got myself a die, and then...
Got yourself an army.
Well, that's a spoiler Sunday. For Sunday.
Shh. Oops.
Shh.
Secret.
Lance, edit that out.
That's all right. It's those are the reasons why you weren't so excited about your wedding day. Katie's going to hurt me.
She should. She really should.
She probably should, actually. I do deserve it.
It's a true story.
Yeah, so my Friday wasn't that. I did that, and that took all friggin' day, and then I played some board games.
Okay. Friday. My goal on Friday was to try to get some Iron Arena games in, but due to the overwhelming attendance of the other events, there was like two Iron Arena tables. There was very little Iron Arena room on Friday. What a lot of people did on Friday, they started... The thing that picked up on weekend, which I did the next day, is people started just doing scrambles. Like, if you want to play Iron Arena, there wasn't room to do it, so people just started joining scrambles to get games in.
Yeah.
I didn't do on Friday, but so I went in line, Privateer, got the Shamblers, which are awesome. Got a couple of the Scarlet Commanders, which are interesting.
Wait, what? You can order them off the website?
No, I got the Shamblers in the store. I went to the store.
Oh,
there.
I thought you said you went online to get them. I'm like,
you got in line.
In line. We played a full game of Carcassonne on my iPad while we waited for us.
You won?
I won.
Nice.
Because those tiles, I can draw something other than roads. And also, farms are amazing.
Yeah.
I knew that about farms.
So yeah, so that was cool. Then I played a lot of. I think I played a couple games of Terra Mystica. As for Katie, her, I think Explanation 2 and 3. If I think. That game used to take a half an hour to explain. Now it's like 10 minutes. I'm like, here's 10 minutes. If you're going to learn, you'll figure it out later. Like, these things move around here. Shut up and let's play. That was like the fifth game of that.
Yeah.
Did I play anything else? I thought maybe I only played Terra Mystica on Friday because there was more and more
people. No, that night, Friday night, we played a game of...
we played Lords.
We did get a game of Lords.
I couldn't see anything straight.
It was too late to play. It was too late to play an actual, like, a longer game. So
I played Resistance and Avalon with Hacksaw and DC and, like, eight other people, or seven other, because there were 10 of us.
Yeah, you had a big group of Resistance.
I wanted to play Resistance.
We played a full
10
people, yeah.
But when you started playing,
I was
really sad.
Hacksaw and DC are treacherous, sneaky bastards.
I knew that about that.
Well, Hacksaw, I think Hacksaw was part of the all-spy mission.
He was, yeah.
That was with us at Overseas Weekend last year.
We've been calling each other spies on the forums and Facebook just because of that, but... Yeah, we sat down, and he's like, I'm starting to teach a game. He's like, all you guys need to know is don't believe anything Nathan says ever. And, of course, the first game I was a spy. No, first game I was innocent. It was DC who was a spy.
Well, no, there's a really easy way to see if Nathan's a spy or not. If he's a spy and things are going well for the spies, he keeps his mouth shut.
It's true.
Quiet, you.
Oh, you're giving away all his tech.
I know.
I always go for the Doppler effect. Yeah. So when Nathan is like, oh, and all the spies open their eyes, and all the spies close your eyes. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Every goddamn time.
You do that every goddamn time because
now.
The one time you didn't do that.
We all knew who the spies were.
Or the other time when it was like me, Jim, and somebody else was spies, and Jim didn't see anybody else open their eyes, so he's just... He's spinning his head around frantically trying to find the other two people whose eyes are open. And the other two of us are like, we're waving and he's just not seeing us. So we all close our eyes again. And it's like, oh, goddamn. And so we open our eyes and Jim's like, okay, I didn't see anybody else open their eyes.
That was you and I again.
That was a quick game.
Yeah.
That was a quick game.
That was very entertaining watching Jim just, he was like flailing around like a madman. Yeah.
Good times, but, yeah. But anyway. So Friday was, that was, yeah, board games, more hanging out, went out to eat sometimes or whatever.
Yep.
One of many meals at that Hardee's that served tacos.
You
did. That was a very weird thing.
The nachos
was
pretty good.
It was partnered with a Red Burrito, apparently.
Red Burrito,
one of those, like, two places in one building thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it was, like, the only thing close to the convention hall.
That's not true. If you turned right out of the convention
if you went
hall,
further, there were things.
Close is a nebulous term because
they weren't
on foot there was fuck all.
Yeah. It was like two blocks away. If you turned right out of the convention hall, there was
no,
things about two blocks away.
No, the things you're talking about, you had to go. You actually turned the roads met again, and you had to cross past the Hardee's to get over to where you're talking about.
And when you say two blocks, it was more like miles.
Yeah,
it was not like two blocks walk down the road. It was
like
not,
you could make it to the Hardee's. The Hardee's was maybe half a mile. Everything else was well over a mile.
It took 20 minutes to walk to the Hardee's.
It was only a mile away.
Oh, God.
Hey.
That's Thursday. Yeah, we forgot to mention Thursday night. We decided, people told us there was a Cracker Barrel nearby. So we were like, all right, Cracker Barrel, delicious. We've been driving all day. We'll go have, you know, breakfast at dark o'clock.
No, this is the reasoning for Brian thinking that it was a mile away. He saw an exit sign that said it was like 7 miles away and continued on to his exit that was like 7 miles away. It didn't occur
to him. He was like, they must be at the same exit.
They weren't at the same place.
What? It said my exit 7 miles, Cracker Barrel 7 miles. I don't understand how that's that crazy.
So Brian's an idiot. Moral of the story is it took us like 20 minutes.
Same spot,
yeah, I know.
He went opposite directions after you exited.
Yeah.
The moral of the story is it took us like 20 minutes to get to the damn Cracker Barrel.
I still had some pancakes. So it all worked out in the end.
I had delicious food as well. You also ordered like four meals.
Well, I only ate one and a half of them. I may have ordered more than I needed, and I gave the rest away.
You did.
I got a text message saying you were at Cracker Barrel.
The text message should have said, there is a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
Andy got in. He's like, where are you guys? I'm like, he's like, I'm here. I'm like, well, I'm at Cracker Barrel. I'm like, well, I'm like, it's a mile away.
We got super revenge on Jordan this week because there's a Dunkin' Donuts. Because every single time we came back, he would call or text.
He would call, like, as we pulled into the parking lot after having finished eating. We'd be, like, pulling in the parking lot. We'd get a text like, hey, guys, you ready to go get lunch? Like, every single day. Hey, guys, you ready to go get dinner? Oh.
Well, I didn't know where he was. He wasn't in front of me, so I didn't know where he was.
That's what he gets.
So my day on Friday, well, you guys were just fending off the masses of War Machine Hordes players, that ridiculous LCQ. I sat upstairs very comfortable in the painting lounge or the hobby lounge, hanging out with some really good painters up there.
Did many people even come by on Friday, or were they all downstairs?
The place was packed.
Yeah, nice. It was good. Every time when we went up there a couple of times, there wasn't like a seat open.
Sweet. Yeah, that's awesome.
So Ron Cruzy was having his classes. then Dave, you know, Aduro kept on using his power tools when Ron Cruzy is trying to give his glasses.
Nice.
So, no, it was nice. But, yeah, no, it was packed up there for a very long time. I got done with my Doom Shaper and got him turned into the painting competition. And then
you've been working on that Doom Shaper for like a year.
Yeah, forever.
Well, I've been in all, probably maybe, you know, 10 hours.
Right. But just like 10 minutes just, at a time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, 10 minutes here, new game came out, 10 more minutes here.
Hey, you know, Borderlands 2 needed played. And Doom Shaper,
whatever, cheater.
He could wait.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that drama.
Not get into that.
The night was just ruined.
I'm not even involved in that drama, so worst never mind.
Ever. Anyway. What? I said worst drama ever.
Oh, was that Jim was just complaining like hell?
Yeah. You were there for it.
Well,
he was explaining to you, calling you a fucktard for half an hour.
Like right in front of you. I was like, come on.
Right, like, we just want to play games.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. We were having a good day playing games, and then Jim comes over. We're like, oh, okay, Jill, let's play a five-player game. And then the rest of the night, everyone is just in a pissy mood.
That is true. That is what happened.
Yeah, I'll say this right now. I won't play Small World ever again with Jim. This is flat out. If he's listening to it, he can hear it. And, yeah, I'm not playing Small World with him ever again.
The dwarves are OP.
But not when he gets them, only when somebody else gets them.
Fucking A. I ended up getting, to quickly explain the situation, I ended up getting into like a big corner of the map that was very difficult for other people to just jump into that area.
Of Terra Mystica, right?
No, this is
a small world. And so I got to claim many turns of basically my whole back, my secondary race. And yeah, Jim just, just did not shut up about it.
No, he was not happy.
Yep. But anyway, that was my Friday. Did that, and I think I went out to eat and drink. I don't remember that much because I drank.
I was going to say, this is becoming a trend.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the day. I don't remember the evening.
Fair enough.
And Saturday is even worse. Actually, no. Was it Friday? When was it that you took the video of Kurt?
That was Friday night.
Yeah, I drank a lot.
You don't know which day is which day.
I don't.
That's a sign of how much you were drinking.
Yeah. Well, the best thing about the cool Kurt video is I was watching. I was like, he's such a nice person. Like he never acts this way. And then Brian goes, well, he's pretty drunk.
I will say that while I was once I had my first loss, I was still in the LCQ and I was getting hammered on Cool Kurt's vodka gummy bears. They were delicious.
So Sunday at the Invitational, while I was judging that morning, when I got up and we stopped at the gas station, I got some soda or some Gatorades, and I got some beef jerky, and I got they had gummy bears like 2 for $1 or something. Sure. I'm like, fuck yeah! And I got some gummy bears, and they came in a little plastic cup. They weren't in a baggie. Nice. So at the Invitational, I was like, I would walk up to somebody, I'd just hold out the cup of gummy bears, they'd reach for it, and then they'd stop and look at me and squint suspiciously, and I was like, no, I'm not Kurt, these are virgin. And they'd be like, oh good, and eat a couple of gummy bears, because they were so wary of getting drunk during the tournament.
Post the video that I did for the ship captain crew, people were so hammered. They were like just shoving handfuls of vodka gummy bears in their mouths and then like reaching for the dice, and the whole table would be like, no! And then they'd like rub their hands over any surface present, other people, themselves, the chairs, the floor. Then they'd pick up the dice and roll, and then they'd go back to eating gummy bears with like God knows what on their hands.
That same group, I did make, I think, like a good $40 of ship captain crew.
Kurt cleaned that. Up. And
yeah, $60.
Yeah, and Jeremy Kofoot was like plus $20. Like everybody else was just funding like a few people. Like there were a few people that just kept winning.
I even paid for Ed for a round.
Yeah, Ed Burrell came in and rolled.
Yeah.
And then Ed and I pushed at 11, and then Andy rolled 12. Bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what Andy was thinking when that happened?
That is what Andy was thinking.
Exactly. Ed was so mad at Ed me, too. He was just livid because I was just rolling up all the time. I was always the spoiler, too. I'd be the last one rolling. I'm like, oh, 11. Oh, look at that. That's so sweet. I get all the money.
Friggin' Andy.
Nice. Yeah.
So who did what on Saturday? Saturday must have done something.
Saturday I judged the Iron Gauntlet all day until 6. And then I don't remember. Something happened between 6 and 8. And then I did board games.
Board games 4 and 5 of Terra Mystica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Well, I shot a video part of the day. I don't remember what else I did. I mean, I played board games with you guys.
I know
guys
what
some.
You did between 6 and 8.
Podcast-a-palooza.
You were actually thinking about it.
I was.
You played some Iron Arena.
Was that the day you guys were in the yep. scramble? Okay, yeah. So I played a couple Iron Arena games. I was entering my games from the weekend. I played 6 games. 5 of them were against Kador. 3 of those were against Butcher 3. Kador, apparently, that was just all I could run into all weekend was Kador.
That's all that existed. It was Butcher 3 and Morvana 2.
So much Kador. Oh, my God.
I had a little event called Who's the Boss?
Oh, really?
That we did, yeah.
I've never heard of this event.
Never heard of it.
Yep, never heard of it.
Is it Angela?
No.
Is it Samantha?
No.
Samantha.
Is it Tony?
It's Tony Danza, clearly.
Is it Angela?
No.
I forget which one's it that he proves with the theorem on Community.
I thought he proved it was Angela.
I think you're right.
All right. But anyway, two really awesome things happened at Who's the Boss. Number one is we were able to use the Iron Mother.
Nice.
DC was very kind to let us use the model. We could have got it at the very beginning, but DC and I forgot.
Did anybody roll her, or was she just there on the table?
When she came out, she was rolled. She came out actually on the third round because DC was in a convention or seminar for the entire
one of the
time.
Sessions they were doing. Yeah. Yeah.
What is this that we did? What?
The Iron Mother, the new Convergence caster that's not out yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then he was kind enough to actually participate in Who's the Boss
nice.
As well. So.
Yeah, I saw somebody had a bye the first round, and so
yeah.
DC swooped in. And
It was only on the third round. Third and fourth round, he played against the bye, which was really nice. Cause
that was really cool.
It sucks having Who's the Boss and then having it's a set event for only 4 rounds, and one of those rounds being a bye just – sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
It also eliminates your chances of getting extra points, too, for that round.
It's true. Because
there is no, extra amount. But, yeah, no.
You can have get the buy be worth 5 points.
Well, I've got some other achievements in my head, too. It's going to be really awesome. But, yeah, we had 61 people total for Who's the Boss. I think that's a record. I'm not sure. I'd have to look it back at the other Who's the Bosses. See if that is.
I'll bet it was more fun having it during the day than starting at like midnight like it did at last War Machine weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And in fact, that's actually one of the conversations that we have is talking about running Who's the Boss all weekend. And that's all I did was sleep during the day and run Who's the Boss at night.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't have to do it a second time. It was good. We had a huge line of people. There's some pictures of it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Of just people waiting in line for it. We did have somebody almost throw the table off, the wheel off the table.
That's a Duro, I think.
No. It was
first round, he spun it really,
well,
really
yeah,
hard.
He spun it ridiculously hard. I ended up getting a new clicker for the wheel, so it does not have as much resistance as the previous clickers, and the wheel does spin pretty well. It spins for like a good minute.
The wheel was kicking the clicker's ass. It was flopping out of position every once in a while.
Yeah, so once everybody got like the natural spin down, it worked out really well. I gave away a mystery box, which I don't think most people saw. I really wish I saved it for the very end during the closing ceremonies. That would have been a better chance to show it. But we had gotten a one of the huge banner posters that
like
you
the
see,
20-foot tall ones.
Yeah, like. That the Privateer has at some of their events is a huge banner of Kaya and a ghostly version of a Warpwolf Stalker. Ooh. Or a feral on it. And yeah.
Less cool.
Well, because I think it's her spirit walk spell being shown.
Right, right, yeah. I figured.
But yeah, that was given out there. So that was it. Our wonderful mystery box.
That's very cool. I do know I was sitting in the bar area trying to recover my voice for the podcast to Palooza, and you guys were doing the awards ceremony. And there were, you know, normals in the bar because that's where normal people that weren't attending the convention were. And there was this like two couples, two guys and two girls. And the guys were like, this is just too interesting. And so they're fairly inebriated. And they walk over and just started cheering with the Who's the Boss crowd for your awards. They had no fucking idea what was going on. They're just standing in the back with their beers going, woo! And their wives are like, I don't know what's going on over there, but they're weirdos.
A lot of normals would come up and go, what's going on over there? Why is everyone having fun? I don't understand.
Right? I had two different hotel staffers tell me that we are one of the most pleasant, nicest conventions they've ever hosted.
Really?
That like they said like people were nice to them. They were pleasant. They said they'd never seen so many energy drinks consumed in a 1 week period ever, but that in general we were nice, we were pleasant. They didn't find us like we weren't destroying the convention hall in their opinion or anything.
Speaking of being nice and pleasant, I want to make a quick shout out to 599 of the people who were there and the community in general. So Iron Gauntlet Chuck played three Earthborn Gorton list, that 50-point list.
Earthbreakers
with Gorton. And he, you know, won his first game, and then the second game he ended up getting diced, although if he remembered that Eruption existed as a spell, he wouldn't have gotten diced. But anyway, the point is, after that he dropped, because whatever, he doesn't need the fame, he's just playing for the hell of it.
Right.
He was mostly playing to see if John Damaris would give him a blowjob.
That is true.
That was a thing that was going to happen.
That was a bet.
But anyway, so he leaves Gorton and his Earthbreaker, because he had borrowed two of them. He leaves his Gorton and his Earthbreaker just on a random table and leaves. And they were both just sitting on that table for a good 4 to 6 hours.
Oh, yeah.
4 to 6 hours just sitting on that table. Nobody touched them. Like, if that was a $50 magic card at a magic convention, it would have been gone in a nanosecond.
Anything
in
a
Yu-Gi-Oh event. Anything in a Yu-Gi-Oh event. Like, anything at any other convention. War Machine Weekend, that's $200 worth of models just sitting there. Could have just grabbed them and walked out. Nobody would have seen or stopped you. $200
worth of pretty new model. One of them is a really new model.
Yeah. That's the hotness sitting right there. Nobody.
Menoth John posted something on his Facebook about somebody's entire troll army disappeared and all their tokens and everything, too. They can't find anything.
Well, it's a matter of this period they lost it. Because we had people at Adepticon just, leave Adepticon and, forgot, an army.
Yeah, we have Adjudicator and Daughters of the Flame unit from Adepticon.
We still haven't been able to return those?
We can't get a hold of the people.
Yeah, the kids have never showed up at
That's
a tournament.
True. They never did they?
Yeah.
That sucks.
He's looking for them because he doesn't remember where he put them.
Well, public service announcement. If anyone has seen an army of trolls and a set of tokens...
Yeah, I know that.
Those aren't the ones that were being given away, are they?
No, I don't think so.
No, I know AK is missing a Storm Troll as well that Flanzer had borrowed from him.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I remember seeing the conversation happen.
I know, I lost a Blast template, and then it probably wasn't mine, but when I went to Lost and Found a day later, there was one there. So I have my Blast template back, or someone else's.
Everyone loses a Blast template there.
That was my first time ever losing a Blast template.
I always leave a convention with 5 or 6 extra Blast templates.
That's honestly...
Litgo bases breed like tribbles. I know, right? Yeah. I'm just walking out and see 8 or 9 of them just falling out of a table.
Yeah. Or random D6s. You know.
Yeah. Oh, man. I found dice in the parking lot on Saturday. I was just walking about dice. Okay. I brought them in and left them at Lost and Found because why not? But
they're going to have to come and bug out the whole place. Put it one of those bug bombs.
You know, all the dice will just fall out of the fence. They have a dice infestation.
So who else is in Kaya?
Saturday.
So my Saturday starts. I want to start with my late Friday night, early Saturday. Go to bed about 3:00.
You guys went to bed around 2, you pansy.
Wake up at 3 to the sound of a hurricane or tornado erupting. 4 feet to my left, which actually is just Jeremy snoring. And I was going to murder him many times. I think I tweeted Jeremy snoring murdered at like 3:30 in the morning. I lay in the bed for about 2 hours. After about an hour and a half, I get up my phone and I just start playing music in my bed. I'm like, screw it. I'm trying because I stood up and I was going to just punch Jeremy, like the polite thing to do. But he's you know, him and King are in bed and he's literally snoring in her ear. And I'm like, how is she not? So she's like the most sound sleeper in the world. Or she just can tolerate Jeremy somehow. But I recorded it on my phone his snoring because it was so unbelievably.
Do you have the sound evidence for us?
Yeah, I'll post it at some point. Just the sound of Jeremy snoring. So I started playing music on my phone just to like put something drown between him out. Me and him. And then after about an hour of my playing music, sitting in bed, so I'm up for 2.5 hours. After a half an hour, he's like, he wakes up. Are you playing music, Brian?
No. I asked, did the alarm go off?
No. I'm like, no, I'm playing music. He's like, why the fuck are you playing music? I'm like, because fuck you. That's why.
This is what woke me up. I heard this conversation.
I'm like, all right. And I went back to bed.
But see, he was awake, so he stopped snoring, so I was able to fall asleep. So you have to like get in that window of fall asleep before Jeremy.
You have to push him. When he snores.
I mean, I wear like the nose stretcher strips, and they do help. I was really stuffed up that night, to be fair.
You should get some earplugs.
That's
what several people responded to his Facebook post with.
One person did. I like to wake up to alarms. I don't like earplugs. I want to be able to like, hear like, when the alarm goes off and stuff.
You'll be surprised on how much you can actually
hear. You were awake like an hour before the alarm every goddamn morning. You can bitch about my snoring, but between you and Katie, it was like, oh man, the sun's coming up in an hour. I guess it's time to wake up.
That is when it's time to wake up.
I'm at a convention. I want to sleep in. I'm up till 3 a.m.
You don't want to miss events.
Right.
You don't sleep
Waking up at 5:30 and sleeping through an event are two very different things.
We got up at 6:37 every day.
You it guys were up 5:30. Before 6 on Friday.
No, we were not.
Yes, you were on Friday.
Well, on Friday, that might be true.
Yeah.
Not Saturday.
It was time to get up.
It was not.
It was time to get up.
It was not.
Jeremy, you should wear earplugs.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So then we went on. We actually went to do some air arena, but that we actually ended up playing some sprints. That was kind of cool. Me and Katie played in the same 50-man sprint. Yep. Sprints, by the way.
Scramble.
Sorry. Those scrambles, Kim was one of the people who ran them. I forget.
She did such a good job.
She was running like four or five at a time.
There was always four scrambles going at a time, combinations of 50 points, 35 points. There was maybe like one or two PGs who were helping her, but they were literally manning eight-man tournaments for 24 hours a day. Constantly, they had this whole system how they were juggling all these different little eight men's. And I think they put, Carl deserves and gets a ton of credit for him because he's a monster. Mm-hmm. But some of the, like, in the front, like Jason works the front desk. I always forget the girl's name who was up there the whole time. Taking registration.
She has long hair. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of her name.
Oh my God, I'm blanking on her name as well. Her handle was Pretty Jewel.
Yeah.
But I'm forgetting her real name.
Julie Brinker.
I think it's Julie.
So yeah, so I mean, those two. So, but anyway, everyone deserves so much credit. But the people writing those scrambles were just juggling so many people constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're so polite, too, because, like, there was somebody that Kim couldn't find for our tournament, and so I was just kind of, like, standing there, and she was like, I'm sorry, Kate, I know you guys want to play. I was like, I'm not doing it, I'm just standing here.
Yeah, considering they had to put up with so much nice. Randomness. Yeah, yeah, so they deserve a ton of credit. The scramble, so I finally got my 3 games of War Machine in, and I played some friendly E-Denny, and that scramble had a lot of fun. Yeah,
friendly E-Denny.
Yeah. I got to play Daughter of Frankenstein in the finals. That was pretty awesome. A Durgan versus E-Denny match, which was insane.
He's a cheater. He gives you the dice that are terrible.
Oh, I had my own casino dice.
Oh, no. It's kind of a joke because he gave me the dice and then I kept rolling really, really well with his dice. Oh. And, like, at one point I was like, these are your dice. I don't want to tell you.
Well, you know why he does that, right?
He can't see very well.
You can't see him very well, yeah.
Yeah, which is fine, but his dice rolled really well for me.
So it was nice. Like, it was nice. I got to play some actual War Machine, push some models around. So that was kind of exciting. And then from there, and I kept getting texts from, like, Beanish. I played games with Beanish on, like, Thursday, Friday. But on Saturday, I was doing War Machine, and we did the podcast. And Beanish kept texting me, like, time for board games. I'm like, nope, I'm playing War Machine. He's like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, and he texts me later. He's like, War Machine, he wanted to play more board games. I'm like, nope, I'm podcasting now. He's like, well, goddamn you. He's, like, so mad because he lost his board gaming group. Though,
yeah.
Right. With.
Yeah. We eventually made it down for more Terra Mystica after the caster. Fuck the Palooza.
I did break Beanish's soul. I think it was Friday night. We played Last Night on Earth, the zombies versus the humans, and he was the zombie guy. And they were just destroying us. Just the humans were getting crushed. We were like a moment away from a complete loss. And I drew up a new character, and then I immediately got a chainsaw, a police shotgun, reroll ranged attacks, make the zombies reroll their dice, and some other dice manipulation. And I proceeded to destroy every zombie ever that hit the table for always and forever. It was amazing. Beanish almost cried. It was glorious. I've never been so happy to be.
And then he showed
again.
You a picture of his dick.
he never did show me his penis. He said he's retired as he's getting older. His dick has become less impressive, so he's not showing pictures anymore.
No, he told me I wouldn't be disappointed. I asked him specifically.
Oh, I thought he was. He seemed to be a little like it's not what it used to be. Is what he told her.
It might be a little bit different to admit that to a girl than Brian.
Well, that may be true.
He announced it to the group. It was like, it was pretty ridiculous. But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. So that was Saturday. Obviously, the caster, that was such a, being in a room of having like four different podcasting things set up and just a back and forth.
That was awesome.
I don't care if those recordings end up being the worst podcast ever. Everyone in that room had a blast.
That's true.
It was fun.
Yep.
And it went, like, I'll be honest, Nate. I'm your friend, and I did not think that was ever going to work at ever, always, ever.
I didn't think it would work out
amazing. Like, it was fantastic.
Yeah, having the amount of space and everyone bringing their equipment, that worked out very well.
It was everyone podcasting but Chain Attack Group. It was like the
Chain Attack Group was there.
Well, one guy from Chain Attack.
Yeah, Jay and Trevor were both in Iron Gauntlet still.
Well, about half of Mom was
Keith and John were both in Iron Gauntlet still. I mean, we got more of Mom. We got Josh and Crump
and Chad.
Colin and Chad and Lance. We had a good chunk of the Mom crew. We had all of us. We had a good chunk of Focus and Fury. We didn't have Beanish, but he's retired from podcasting in general anyway. Yep. So it's really only Chain Attack that
we were missing most of Road War too.
No, we had a couple of them.
We had two.
We had Chili and Nick.
We had the good ones. Well, I mean, Will refused to do
it. We didn't
have
his cat.
That's true. We did not. Although we kind of did because when he got off the mics, they were all covered in cat hair.
So he was there in spirit.
The cat was there.
Who knows? Maybe next year we'll get more.
Well, I think people really liked it. I think now that it was done once, everyone had fun. I think that'll happen again.
Right, they'll be more open to the idea.
Yeah, it was really cool.
The experiment was mostly successful.
And I released a really terrible video of like a behind the scenes. Like, unfortunately, to my ears, it was super duper loud, but the mic doesn't pick up anything except a low rumble and then me responding to people's comments occasionally. The only time you can hear anyone else say anything is when I get over to you guys at the Crippled System booth and you guys are like, Jeremy, you're a terrible racist. And that's all you can hear is that one comment. It's like, oh. Good.
I think it's something with your mic. Your mic has like some kind of weird.
It intentionally has filtering to try to not pick up the noise.
Yeah.
But I thought I was holding it close enough to the tables you could hear people, and you really couldn't.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was doing the video for your fight over at Gen Con.
Well, I didn't have the mic then.
No. The normal mic that's on the camera
too.
That has that kind of in and out.
Yeah.
Because I noticed, like I said, is that the Gen Con video.
The new one we had while we were recording this week was a much better mic, but it was nice that
it was able to update between the iPad and the thing, they able to get all that online.
It took me a while to figure out all the pieces for that, but once I got it working, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, you're pretty moody about it too.
It took me like 2 hours, and I get grouchy when I don't figure out technology right away.
You could be playing XCOM that entire time.
I could have been playing XCOM that whole time.
That's always a truthful statement. Like, your wedding day should be a distant fourth to XCOM release date.
Wow. You're going to just keep digging. You're like, I'm in a hole anyway. Fuck it. I'm just going to keep digging deeper.
Fuck it. I'm always mean to you. I'll be mean to Katie today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was feeling left out.
Hey, you know what? It would be sexist of me not to bust your metaphorical balls every once in a while. Just because you're the girl of the group doesn't mean I have to mollycoddle you.
And plus, Katie, you get it once a month, so really, you get all you need.
You shouldn't make period jokes like that.
Jeez.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I meant to say you shouldn't make jokes like that, period. Sorry. A little dyslexia there.
Hey, I hear this game is a really sexist game.
What?
By the way.
The feminist thread on the Mom forums.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
So
politics.
Are we go? Are we? Are we finally Sunday? To Sunday?
I didn't say what I did Saturday.
So nobody cares.
Okay.
No, go on. What did you
I care,
Saturday?
Katie. I love you.
Go on, Katie.
No, it's fine.
No, shut up, your hole.
No, I pretty much had the same day as Brian. I played in the 8-man scramble and did terribly, just terribly. Just terrible.
That's because you haven't played for like 8 months.
To be fair, her first game was against Daughter of Frankenstein with the Durgan list, and he was in the finals.
She did learn how to play Terra Mystica on Friday. She finally heard the instructions.
I finally got to hear the instructions for Terra Mystica. That was exciting.
Did you win one of those games? I can't remember who I won.
I won.
I thought you won one of them.
I thought I won one of the games because I remember you and I were tied the first day that Jeremy didn't get to play because we were like, we each won one, so we're good to go, and we don't want to play because it was funny. Yeah.
Terra Mystica, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, he was so excited to play.
Yeah, she won none of the scrambles.
We had, like, I won my first game at Terra Mystica, and then I got second my second game. I should have just retired undefeated after my first game.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was very proud that I went three of those five games.
What's funny is, like, I looked online afterwards to see, like, basic strategies of the race and stuff, because some of the races seem really shitty. So I was looking at that. Like, the Fakirs are strictly worse than the Dwarves and stuff like that, and, like, the internet agrees. And some of the ones I thought looked really weak, they said are broken as all hell. Well, and the people that I won with that seemed really strong, they said are garbage.
We've
they said the Darklings are over, like, need to be a rotted level, Gaspy 2 plus Morvana 2 broken in that game.
After playing that eight times, I've seen one race. The race you and I played, the same race you raced, and we both won with that race. Otherwise, I've seen the other six teams have been six different races.
Yeah,
and looking at what the internet says, we won a lot of the bottom races won.
Yeah,
so well, I really
think they're a low skill race. Like the sand people with the camel, like you don't have to have a lot of skill because you have so many early advantages.
The nomads that start with three houses.
Yeah. But they say they're pretty. I mean, they're like ranked kind of low. The nomads
I've seen are ranked pretty high.
Well, both sides of the green are ranked
both
really
sides
low.
Of red are worked really ranked really
and
low.
And I've seen them only played really well. So yeah, it's all
one
these,
of the green sides seems really good to me.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
I think we'll have a better idea once we play it more. But I mean, the other thing is it depends who you're playing with, because they'll have different play styles as well. Like, there was one person we played with that just refused to help anybody. Like, he wouldn't do anything if he thought it would help anybody.
Like, and a trait. He would never get power. He'd never do it. He'd stay away.
Which is kind of an odd play style, because even if it was beneficial to him, more beneficial to him than it was to the other person, he still wouldn't do it, because it helped the other person.
That's a psychological thing they've seen, you know?
Yeah. So I'm just saying it depends on the other play styles, too, who becomes stronger and whatnot.
So the scrambles went well for you, though, okay?
Oh, they were terrible. But I had fun. It was good. And then
No, having fun's not good enough. You have to win. It's
well,
all about
I
winning.
I would have won my last game, except for they cut the time short. But I'll go more to that later.
All right.
Sunday.
Sunday began with me recovering from drinking very heavily. Actually, Sunday began with me hanging out with a bunch of guys playing Epic Spell Wars of the Battle Wizards, Duel at Mouth, Skulls Fire, with Cool Kurt, and slowly getting drunker and drunker. No, he's not from Springfield anymore. He's the Dick Ballista from St. Louis.
He is the Dick Ballista. He is indeed the Dick Ballista.
Dick Ballista.
I feel sorry for his girlfriend. I can't be. How much if you want to ballista?
Is it like the whole Superman boyfriend thing? You know, if Superman has his
like a shotgun.
Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, technically, Saturday night, Sunday morning, I was just getting drunker and drunker, and then we went out to play Epic Spell Wars and had a lot more drinks from Cool Kurt. I had a lot more Gunning Beers, and yeah, that didn't go very well. Basically, two wizards died, and like, I think I'm done. I'm going to bed. And then I woke up the next day. I got some of the volunteer painters there, Dallas Kemp, Martin, myself. We got Stu Liming, if you know who he is. He's awesome. But anyway, and Papa Bear Harold went and recorded kind of like a miniature painting podcast. Maybe that might be out soon. I'm not sure exactly when.
Is that going to be out before or after our eighth battle report?
Before.
Okay.
Our eighth battle report. I don't want to put that up. The thing is so boring.
Oh, just put it up.
People love the battle
reports. We can't put what's not boring to us, because other people enjoy the kind of stuff.
Oh, just painful.
If they think it's boring, then they'll just quit watching. Like, it's.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all fun. Right, I'll. God damn it.
If you put it up.
But anyway, and then my Sunday consisted of then playing that, recording that, and then eventually going down for the ceremonies.
You can go next, Kay.
On Sunday? I don't know what I did on Sunday.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I played a game with Marshall on Sunday.
Yeah.
That was really fun. That was actually a legitimately bad matchup against Marshall. But then I also played terribly on top of that, so I lost.
What was the matchup?
He had Pythagrosh, and I had E. Kruger. Which doesn't sound that bad, but then he had three beasts and I had two beasts because I was trying something else out and I sacrificed it. He didn't have like any shooting.
He had no guns. He had played the throne with spiny growth, which Katie didn't have a good answer to.
Yeah, it was just a
good times.
Yeah. It was, but it was fun playing with him again. we haven't seen Marshall in forever, and so he needs to move back up here, but he's getting an apartment, so that sucks. And then I won an Archangel, thanks to Nathan.
She was like the second name called for the random raffles at the end.
And the she way goes they do up the
and
raffles.
Just looks like she's got just a deer in the headlights. Like, oh my God, what do I do now?
Well, because the way they do the raffles is they just have a table covered in prizes. And they are not equivalent value. Like, no. There was a Kindle Fire plus $50 worth of downloads as an option. There were Colossals and Gargantuans. And then there were, like, a die.
Yeah.
Like, it was everything in between those two things. And it was just first come, first serve.
Well, and we didn't need the Kindle because Jeremy just got his iPad and I had an
it's
iPad.
It's never a reason not to grab the most expensive thing on the table.
I agree. Well,
eBay exists. But even if you go against her, she's like the second person called and she goes up there and she's like, Jeremy said, she's a deer in headlights.
Well,
we're desperately trying to get Nathan's attention. Because he was close to her.
And she's like looking, she's like seriously considering grabbing a single die.
They're in the back of the room and I'm up next to the table because I judged the championship match. So I was standing right there and she's like, Nate, I don't know what to get Jeremy. What should I get? Then she like picks up a tray and just kind of walks around timidly with the tray. And Jeremy has a full tray.
I thought we had everything. Like, I thought you had an Archangel.
Best thing, I'm like, get the Archangel. And she's like, Jeremy's already got an Archangel. And I'm like, I don't think he does.
Not.
And she's like, I think he does. And I'm again, like, even if he does, just get the Archangel.
You start with I
had already walked away too, and so like
you went back and you put the tray back, and like because by then like two more people were at the table, and she's like, "Pardon me," and puts the tray back and grabs the Archangel.
The first like two to three were still girls just wandering around. Every guy's drooling, trying to get
all the guys are like, and the girls are wandering up, and they're like, "Ah, oh, this looks like a cute notebook." Like
I don't know.
The other girl grabbed a tray, but for her it was almost a good idea just for convenience because she had literally 5 minutes earlier won around. For a free Convergence army that was pro painted,
right?
And she had no way to transport it, so she just grabbed the tray and walked over and started putting the Convergence models onto the tray.
I saw that.
Well, like she came up behind me and she was like, "What do we do?" I was like, "I think we're just supposed to take anything we want." Like,
it was the most
every guy in the room is sitting there just watching. It's just like, "Oh my God!" Like seriously, the. What was it that was still there? Oh, yeah, the Mountain King.
The Mountain King. People were taking like
a really nicely painted Mountain King, and people are going up towards the end. The Mountain King was there forever. And people are like, oh, this looks like a nice set of tokens. Eh, Mountain King, meh. And like, seriously, like the 20th person called walks up, and it was just like, oh, well, I guess I'll take the Mountain King.
They, I didn't get called for that raffle, and that hurt my feelings.
No. Well, you don't really get... You never win anything.
You never win anything, so it's fine.
I was actually thinking about it. I've won a lot recently at War Machine events, because last War Machine weekend, I was one of the last people called for that, but I did get called, and there was some foam up there, so I got
remember.
The,
and you
the,
had
the big
you needed
foam.
It for something. I don't remember
well,
what.
Well, I put all my Vanguards in. That's it. What it was. It was good for the Vanguard list. It was technically Steelhead Cavalry foam, but the Vanguards fit. And then at Mayhem Cup in Iowa... where the Texans end up cheating and getting it, I got called for Mechanica Studios paint stand.
Yep.
And then at this War Machine weekend, at an event in Milwaukee last year, I guess maybe a year before by now, I won that two-player battle, starter set.
Yep, the two-player starter
set. All the Kador stuff. And then this time I got pulled for the two-caster army raffle.
Yep.
So I got $450 coming to me.
So you're going to enter a lot of the raffles for the upcoming Mayhem Cup for the Who's the Boss? Jerry thing?
I could. That's I could yours. Use that money to get a bunch of prizes, or I could just get a shitload more Convergence. I'll think about that. The problem is, and I was jokingly like complaining about this on the Focus and Fury boards today, is I already own Max FA for everything that's currently available, so I don't have anything. I'm like, oh, woe is me. I have nothing to spend this money
really
on.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. I could get four more Steel Soul Protectors.
I told him we should just buy a good faction.
I could buy mercs back.
Yeah, right?
Picking up mercs.
That'd be hilarious.
Well, here's the thing. As I sat down across from the Durgan player, and I was like, okay, so Nathan's never ever played his mercs against me before.
Really? Never?
Never. I was like, I am woefully unprepared for this, even though Nathan's there.
What else? Yeah, so that was, I guess, my day turtled backwards. I judged the Invitational, and then I won a raffle. Hooray.
Hooray. For an entire army.
And you got an Archangel by proxy.
I got an Archangel by proxy. Yeah, I mean, that was the highlight of my Sunday, was once Katie finally figured out that maybe she should grab something good and grab the Archangel.
Oh, for the love of God, you two are not playing tic-tac-fucking-toe during the podcast. Especially, are you Circle?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't. You didn't go in the right spot. Anyway.
How was your Sunday, Andy?
I already said what my Sunday was.
You said your Saturday.
No, I said my Sunday.
Yeah, he said Sunday.
Yeah, I did.
Brian, what was
your Sunday? Brian is not paying attention either.
Brian's playing his iPad. He's just doing it on the table. People are doing. Yeah.
Brian, what was your Sunday?
I played some board games.
Huzzah.
I mean, we were all there for each other's weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then let's just move on to something else. We have.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was War Machine. It was very tiring. Drove back.
You know what else happened on Sunday? Yeah, Brian, thank you for the reminder. So I was very insistent. Brian, we're driving up. Brian's like, where should we stop to eat? I'm like, if we ever see an exit with a Long John Silver's, we are stopping there because I love Long John Silver's chicken. And I never get their fish. I only eat their chicken and hush puppies and fries. And indeed, just as you wrote, like I had given up, and then the next exit I saw, and I scanned the sign, and I didn't see Long John Silver's, but I saw Steak and Shake, and I'm like, well, I didn't get a chance to stop at Steak and Shake, and that show, oh my God, Long John Silver's! Because it was on like the next sign. So we stopped, and we got Long John Silver's, and I like orgasmed with happiness. Because we got there at like 8:35, and they were closing at 9, so they'd already like thrown out all the leftovers, so they had to make all of our food fresh. Nice. So it was hot and delicious and crispy and greasy and delicious and more delicious. And then we left at 8:59, so we weren't quite those people.
Would you say
delicious?
Delicious?
Oh, my God. And you have no idea how delicious it was.
Delicious. It was so delicious.
Oh, it was delicious. The second we were out the door.
It was delicious. Oh, it's just those hush puppies. Goddamn. Those of you who have a Long John Silver's within 2 hours of your house are lucky.
All right.
So we should probably jump over to, if we're going to do our Zappity Grumbles, we should do them now.
All right. It's
I'm not sure what else was on the agenda.
A hypothetical
but.
Katie's corner, but she was meh towards it. I was so, like, do you have a corner? She was like, meh.
We've been on pretty long, though, so I mean.
Yeah, so,
we've been
really so screw long. You, Let's, Katie. Nobody cares.
Oh.
I'm just wow. kidding. I care.
And it continues.
So,
but when you care,
this is the anti-Katie episode for me. I have to be mean to someone else occasionally so that Jeremy doesn't feel specifically picked on.
Also, I prefer your indifference, especially when bowling.
Yeah.
With all this pressure.
All right.
So let's do the light. Let's do this as an actual lightning round.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll start
like how it's supposed to be.
All right. And I have a new lightning round sound effect too.
No. Right. What?
That's fine. We'll start. God, dear God, help us all. All right. We'll start with the Twitters. Question one: does cock change the War Machine meta in any way?
I don't know.
The second part's very important. The question.
I will.
Yes. When it's all out, it will.
When it's all out, it will. It does not currently, but when it's completely released, it's going to change it a bit because it's pretty hard counter towards a couple of the OP things right now, like Gatsby 2 and Morvana 2.
It also makes Rhett amazeballs and will help Rhett. The more convergence there is, the better Rhett is, in my opinion.
Why?
Because their shtick is War Machine and lots of jacks. Like, that's what they're good against.
Except Axis and Aurora don't bring lots of jacks.
True, but...
All right, there you go.
Oh, dear God.
And
what's your favorite werewolf movie?
The correct answer is Dog Soldiers.
I don't know anywhere.
Just say
movies.
Dog Soldiers. It's a
Silver Bullet.
That's an oldie. But Dog Soldiers is the werewolf movie of
American Werewolf in London. Yep.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's a fucking masterpiece.
There are no
other good werewolf.
Brotherhood
movies.
Of the Wolf.
Le Pax's Wolf.
That's not a werewolf movie.
It's supposed to be.
No, it's a movie about a werewolf.
It's a movie about a werewolf.
It generally yes, but it's not I'm a sorry. It's not a werewolf
movie. I'll allow it.
What about the Michael J. Fox one?
Teen Wolf?
Teen Wolf?
Teen Wolf? Teen Wolf?
All right, Katie, we have picked five good werewolf movies.
I will allow it. What's the most successful English... Dear God, help us all.
Just go.
Go.
What's the most successful English TV export to the USA?
Sherlock.
Successful or
Office good? Would be the most successful.
Office is most successful.
Sherlock is one of the best.
My favorite is
Well, I guess it's Elementary. Is the
my
way
favorite is classic Fawlty Towers.
I like The Young Ones.
There we go.
All right. If Doctor Who was to appear in War Machine, which faction would he be and how would he play?
I don't understand that.
I'm getting the wife into board games. We have Hanabi, KOT, I don't know what that is, and Forbidden Island. Recommend me another.
A Small World, Trains, Lords of Waterdeep. I mean, we've all talked about...
Pick one.
We've all talked about all of them before that are really good for girls.
Pick one.
Trains.
Done.
Yes. I was agreeing.
Concur.
This will blow Nathan's mind. Where's my fish?
Hey, that's my fish.
I was.
He's good for girls.
For his wife. Carcassonne. I know Katie hates it, but I think Carcassonne is actually a really good.
She only hated it because she had bad luck. Now she likes it again because she's won the last
Right.
time.
So Carcassonne.
What's KOT? Somebody has to respond with KOT is.
What is KOT?
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, somebody tell us what KOT is.
King of Tokyo, maybe?
Oh,
maybe,
that makes sense.
King of Tokyo.
Done. All right. Houseguard Thane, great model or amazing model?
Apparently, it's an amazing model.
Faction redefining.
Woot.
I'm getting a chubby right now just thinking about it.
But it's not your time of the month.
If you could trade... Oh, this is
Don't
the one I was waiting
for.
Don't
waste your erection before another month has passed.
Shut up. This is the one I was dreading. If you could trade one person from your cast with any other, who and why?
Jeremy for Chili.
Jeremy for their cat.
Wow.
I don't listen to any of the other podcasts, so I don't... Hey, speaking of which, that was a recurring theme in the podcast. Nobody from any of the podcasts listens to each other. Yeah. It was fantastic.
It was. Every table I wandered around to was like, I don't listen to any of you fuckers.
We're all busy.
We're all busy.
We could spend listening to podcasts, we spend creating them.
This week, when I listen to everybody else's chunk from that, is going to be like the first time I've listened to anybody else's podcast in forever. I don't have a desk job. I like literally the only time I get to listen to podcasts is if I sit down and stare at the wall for an hour because I have a short commute and I don't have a desk job.
I have legitimately listened to all of the podcasts at least once, and I enjoy parts of all of them, and I do not have time to listen to all of them, so I don't.
I listen to Focus and Muse once in a while.
I can't listen at work and do work at the same time. Well, it's one or the other.
Listen, I'm at my desk appearing to be doing work, but I'm really listening to a podcast. So it really works out really well. I have my headsets on.
Which ones do you listen to?
I listen to Focus and Muse. I occasionally listen to Road to War based on the topics. And I listen to 1 out of 5 Chain Attack, and then I listen to 1 out of 5 everybody else.
I would like to listen to more. I only listen to Mom regularly. So anyway. Who was your favorite podcaster from Clusterfuckapalooza? I'm gonna stipulate not from Crippled System.
I really liked hanging out with Chili. He was fun.
Chili was amazing.
Chili.
Chunky.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. It was Lyle.
Lyle, yeah.
Rinse. And every time someone met Rinth, they're like, "Holy fuck, you're Rinth!"
I know you were all Rinth.
People were people just stopped. They're like, "Holy fuck, that's Rinth!" It was like he was like the true celebrity of that room.
Who's Rinth?
Rinth. He was the bald one.
Yeah,
I think he was the only bald one in the room. Watch the video. Anyway, my favorite was legitimately Maxim. Josh Maxim, I find him hilarious.
Oh, yeah, from the Mom podcast? Yeah he was pretty good. I really enjoyed
Josh Maxim.
My interaction with him on Friday, like when I was trying to get this to go through, he's like, it's a terrible idea. And I'm like, why? And he says, it's going to be a clusterfuck. And I said, and? And he's like, touche.
I sat down next to him my second game for the Last Chance qualifier, and he pulled out his Earthbreaker and he put it on his table, and I said, Maxim, I'm going to have to hear it. And he goes, Earthbreaker! Across the room. It was fantastic. What are some silly theme forces that you recommend?
I don't know.
Here's a silly one that's kind of fun because I like weird spammy things. Is Gorton's theme force where you bring like 7 Ogryn Bokers.
Nice.
Well, I just posted the 47 Centrati or the Cataphract, so I'll be playing Xerxes.
Oh, yeah, I rewind. Axis Tier 3 with 63 infantry models, all of which advanced deploy. I posted it in the Convergence list thread.
Nice. I like... Yeah, Ruins of War.
I really enjoy Viros Tis 2 theme force with double ADing Sentinels. It's fantastic. Who will have a greater impact in the meta, Butcher 3 or Eris 3?
I don't know why you always start with me. It's never going to be a great answer.
It's fun for me. All right, we're going to go this time.
I mean, to be honest with you, Eris 3 is not going to be that big of... Nobody plays fucking Rhett.
No.
Yeah, Butcher 3 is the answer. Move on.
Butcher 3.
Butcher 3 Butcher 3 redefines his faction.
Okay, Butcher, yep. Next question. How many more Twitter questions do we
have?
That's
Twitter. That's it.
All right. I have a few.
You have the Facebooks?
I have the Facebooks.
I was going to open it.
First one's for Andy. What simple things can people do to step up their painting?
Where do you even see that?
It's the first
set up for painting? Yeah. Basically, I don't know, like setting up a specific area. I mean, getting yourself a tray, getting yourself a really good light source. If you like to paint with television, have a television nearby or music or things like that.
One thing I know that we've talked about before is paint with other people.
Yeah, yes.
Because number one, it'll encourage you to actually do it. And number two, you can help each other.
It depends. There are some people I know that do not like to paint with other people. So, I mean, having some type of, you know, some other thing to keep your mind churning away. Like, you know, some kind of music or something in the background helps. But definitely having a nice comfy chair, a great table with really good lighting is a great way to make sure you have a good painting space.
There we go.
All right. There's 23 more questions on Facebook. Quickly. I'm coming back in golf. Anyway, fast. Hacksaw asks, amazing ability or awesome ability?
Awesome.
No reference to what he's talking about.
He's talking about drunk Jeremy. We were playing Terra Mystica, and literally every single ability a race had, Jeremy's like, that's an amazing ability. And he said it to the point, there would be basic game mechanics. Like, I'm going to spend three workers to use a shovel. And Jeremy's like, that's an amazing ability. that's a core mechanic of the fucking game.
I might have been drinking just a little bit.
Rhinodon, misunderstood, or actually bad? Misunderstood.
Actually bad.
Misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
Brian's list with Morgul and like three of those fuckers is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Rumor has it. Rumor has what?
Shut up!
No,
shut up!
The follow-up is rumor has what?
Shut up!
All right.
Rumor has it that you need to say what you need to say or else he'll never going to keep him down.
All right. Which
guys, no one is going to listen to this because of all things.
Yeah, it's actually going from funny to stupid.
Yeah.
Which Scorn Warlock would be the first Kev caster, and what spells we'd like to see? Epic. I want to put Ty Resheth to a Titan, and whatever abilities they want to give him.
He kind of is cavalry already because he's mounted.
I know. But just mounting, just strap him to any Titan of your choice.
I want to see Light Cav Mortal.
That'd be kind of cool, like a Light Cav caster.
No. Like there hasn't ever been one before.
I want to see Borka in a chariot because I want to see drunk driving.
Not scoring, but hilarious.
The next question is pretty interesting. This is from Stu because it's very important to know who it's from. He's asking how much of a huge piece of shit is he? An answer using Jeremy as a unit of measure.
At least 3.5 Jeremy.
Oh, I'm going with 6 Deca Jeremys.
Wow.
I'm going to say just 2 Jeremys.
Yeah. Katie?
Stu.
He's the one who wrote the letter you read on air.
Oh, Stu! He was amazing! I liked him!
So 0 Jeremys, what you're saying.
A milli Jeremy.
A once-a-month Jeremy.
I assume that's the same Stu, right? I don't know his last name.
Yes.
Okay.
So next person, this question's more for Nathan. Can you explain your love for Long John Silver's? I'm from Utah, and most chain seafood restaurants are bad.
I don't eat their seafood. I eat their chicken. And what I like about them is their fries are very crispy and good. Their fries are good enough. Like, they're McDonald's level, like, good fast food fries. They have Hush Puppies, which are a gift from God because you take cornbread and deep fry it. That's just delicious. And the legit answer on their chicken is that it's not, like, heavy batter. It's almost like tempura. It's that really thin, crispy tempura deep fry batter.
But then they sprinkle the batter on top of the thing.
The batter drippings from the deep fryer, they scoop that out and just toss that shit right in the basket with the rest of your food. So you can just eat that chunks of fried batter, and it's glorious.
It is glorious.
All right, if you could pick one game to play with the rest of your life, what would it be? We're going to go over like a top game thing, I think, in the future. We don't have to necessarily answer that.
Yep. We're going
to
save that one because we're going to do it as a top.
What is Happy Anniversary?
It's a song.
Okay.
Done.
All right.
What?
Happy anniversary, anniversary.
It's the concept of being happy on.
Oh, did you have Happy Happy Joy Joy on the goddamn music?
No,
you should have.
No, I like that one. Go on.
Worst model to ever assemble.
Steelhead Halberdiers.
No.
Yeah, well, no. Steelhead Halberdiers, if you don't know that there are two microscopically different arms to go to the two microscopically different shafts, because they look the same and you don't realize it.
Besides the easiest answer, which is the Nis Hunters, I hate Karoks. I think they're stupid.
Although a new one is those frickin' goddamn angels. Those things are a nightmare and a half.
I have not assembled my angels. I am not looking forward to it. I did assemble my Aurora for Who's the Boss, and that was not fun. So,
happy to grumble. Woohoo! Yeah. I'm not sure why this person is asking me this, but Ross, should Will Pagani shave his head?
Yes.
There were some comments about people are making fun of him.
Bald strong.
Yeah, he's a bald strong. It's like just that
just
was kind of
do
funny.
It, Pagani.
All right. Can two competitive armies, Crix armies, be built for less than $300 retail? 35 points for sure. Maybe 50. I
don't know.
There's well, pretty, sure, because you just have like Banes
all the
both
Banes
of them
in both lists.
And Bane Thralls are pretty cheap. Once Bane adds go plastic, probably for sure.
Even the Mechana Thralls are cheap kind of money-wise, too. I mean, they're only single pieces.
Except you have to buy so many of them because they're so cheap point.
True.
Points. Like, dollar per point, they're actually up there.
Yeah. I suppose the casters are kind of expensive there in that army, too.
Anthony Aziz asks, who gave me mouth herpes at War Machine Weekend?
That was me, sorry.
Zappity.
There you go.
You know you liked it, though.
Someone's asking us, are we coming to the Midwest Melee next year? No idea what it is, so probably not.
I don't know. Are you driving us?
Send info.
Send info. Matthew Caleb Hicklin asks, are Assault Commandos the new OP?
No.
There you go. And then someone asked,
speakers, I do like, apparently, like a couple episodes ago when somebody zappity grumbled and asked what would it take to have Kador at top tables again, apparently the answer is Assault Commandos. Or, you know, a good player.
Yeah.
Right?
One of the
Who'd
other.
Have thunk it? I'm pretty sure one of those was our answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When is Podcastapalooza 2?
Next War Machine weekend, I think. Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to arrange it at Adepticon. Like, it would have to be an annual thing.
Yeah. We might be able to do it at Adepticon. There's got to be somebody's room we could use. We
probably could. I don't know that we should.
Yeah. I mean, there's also a possibility of Mayhem Cup as well. Yeah. Mayhem Cup would probably be easier to coordinate.
The one down in Texas next January?
Yeah.
Or February, whenever it is?
Yeah, whenever it is.
Travis did not submit a question. What the fuck, Travis? We didn't
is
talk
he
about
dead?
I don't
oh my
know.
God, Travis, if you're okay.
Are you okay, Travis? Please blink if you're okay.
Travis, this is my question to you. Are you living?
Nope, he didn't respond.
Oh, my God.
Thinking that as a no, I call dibs on all of his theme forces.
Chris Suri asks, did Katie brush up on her medieval siege engine knowledge at War Machine Weekend?
I gave him a card to my room, but he never showed up.
Wow.
What?
Wow. She wanted a demonstration of the dick ballista?
I told him, and he just kind of looked away.
All right. Well, there you go. One random question: that who would win in a fight, Hurricane Sandy or Coach Ditka? I don't know where that came from, but
someone who lived in Chicago, the answer is always Ditka.
It's always Ditka.
Ditka,
no matter what, it's Ditka.
So Ditka's in the Indy 500 driving a bus with the 87 Bears in it.
It's 87. Why not the 85 Bears?
Well, to give the others a chance.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you
Still
go,
Ditka.
There's our zappity grumble shenanigans. We have time for some fast recommendations.
Yeah. Terra Mystica trumped.
I recommend.
No,
it last
I'm not even
going
to recommend Terra Mystica. Huh?
I recommended it last week anyway.
Oh, fuckers! I would recommend trumped. Moon. I don't think I ever actually recommended Moon.
The movie.
The movie.
No, I
not just, the celestial just, body. Anything it. The celestial body. The action of doing it to people. The but most specifically the film. The movie Moon, which I will say literally nothing more about. Please go watch it. Do not read the back of the DVD case. Do not read a synopsis. Do not read reviews. Do not ask anybody about it. Just go watch it.
Yeah, don't even Google Moon.
Don't even Google Moon. Just go to a store and rent Moon and that's it. No other knowledge.
You could probably at least say who's in it.
You can close your eyes and have somebody else start the movie just in case the main menu spoils something.
I hate when movies...
Not Guy Pearce. Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell.
It has Sam Rockwell, who is amazing. Sorry, I always call him Guy Pearce because when I think Sam Rockwell, I think of Guy Fleegman, so my brain goes to Guy, and then I say Guy Pearce.
I mean, it's a legitimate reason. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. But Moon, go see it. Blind. Enjoy it.
Well, open your eyes.
Open your eyes when the movie starts.
Open your eyes once it starts.
Otherwise, it might not make sense.
That's true.
Yeah, that'll be the confusing part.
I'm going to recommend Yogi Teas. They're really delicious.
Yogi Teas?
Like a tea that you make in a hot tea.
Oh, yeah. I thought
and
like
Yogi is the brand.
Yogi is the brand, yeah.
It was unclear the way she explained it.
It was.
But they're really tasty, and they come in all sorts of flavors, and they're all good.
Do they taste like tea?
Yes.
Pass.
I mean, they taste like good tea.
There is a significant difference between good tea and crappy tea.
That is possible.
There's a really big difference.
Mr. Tea?
Does it taste like Mr. Tea?
I wouldn't know.
Delicious.
I'm going to recommend a really old game, but I recently started playing the crap out of it on my iPad. It's been around at least close to a year. Anyway, Clash of Clans. Great, addicting, silly little online game. I described it as Farmville, where you get to beat up other players' farms.
Well, it's one of those billions. It's one of those games where you're like building a city and you're adding like structures and things. They're kind of popular. There's a lot of web based games
and
like
real time. So
it's
like,
real time
while you're sleeping. People raid the forest.
I've played a lot of those type style games on web browsers before. This one is like the least. Like if you get attacked by someone in some of those games, you could lose like weeks of time.
Yeah.
This game, you might lose like a half an hour of time.
And the great thing is, if you get the game judges how badly you just got bent over. And if it was like, well, it wasn't that bad, people can keep attacking you. But if it's like, man, they just like walked in, killed all your children, and burned all your buildings, it's like, okay, you can't be attacked for a whole day. And all your buildings instantly come back and start generating revenue again. Like, all your buildings always come back right away. But in addition, you can't be attacked for, like, 24 hours if they destroyed all the buildings.
It gives you a mercy protection.
It's just like, you lost some resources. Here, have a day where no one can attack
you. But it's
you.
Kind of like a mini Empire building game.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Probably no one's ever heard it, but I'm going to, like, peripheral recommend an online game called O-Game, which was a similar style type of game where people could attack you over time. That one, the mechanics were definitely different, but I loved that game. I played just the absolute shit out of it. And in this game, the general idea of the game reminds me of it. But O-Game was like on a computer in a browser window type game. So anyway.
And Andy's up.
I'm up. I'm going to recommend something that somebody else brought to my attention. And I avoided it like the plague just because of the way the logo looked for the band and the name of the band itself and the location it was from. I avoided it because I thought it was just horrible, horrible death metal. And that band is called Korpilkani. It's a Finnish folk metal band. It is an amazing
band. Can you spell Korpilkani for people?
K-O-R-P-I-K-L-A-A-N-I.
Bingo was his name. Oh,
sure. Okay.
Right.
But they're not awful Cookie Monster screamy death metal.
Correct. Correct. They have a. I mean, they have a hurdy gurdy in.
They do have a hurdy gurdy.
One of the.
You can't top a band that has a hurdy gurdy.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
It's a solid band. It was recommended by Gronkzilla, or Jamie from over in the Focusaphira area.
Nice.
Excellent. I'm going to recommend a TV show called Person of Interest. It is currently in season 3. I really enjoy it. It's actually one of the few shows I watch that are hour long. It's one of the few dramas I watch on network TV. I find that most network TV drama shows just can't compare to like your FX, your A&E, or your HBO. But it has Jim Castile. I knew I was going to say his name wrong. Someone would correct me. And the other guy, I can't actually think of his name, but he was from Lost and some other really cool shows. His character name is Harold on the show, but I can't think of his actual actor name. It's a very cool show. It has a very element of once a week they have to go save someone's life, but it has usually a very interesting overall plots, and it's a very fast-paced show. The last two episodes were so intense, I would think most shows would have them as a season finale, but it was just their episode 8 and 9. But it had as much crazy action and adventure and just plot movement as what most shows would do as a finale, and it was just their like, it's episode 8, time for some shit.
Nice.
People hit the fan. So I love Person of Interest.
Very cool.
Rock and roll.
All right.
I'm going to bed.
Well, this has been episode 47 of Crippled System. 48.
It's been
episode 48. 47 is going to come out after 48.
Right.
Yep. I'm going to give you a quick thing. There is actually a game that's coming out that is exactly that you were talking about called Mighty Quest for Epic Loot. It's very similar to what you're talking about. You kind of build yourself a castle, and then other people could raid your castle to get things. Kind of similar to
the new hotness.
Yeah, it's a new game that's coming out fairly soon. I think cool. It's free to play as well.
Well, those free to play games, one thing about Clash of Clans, people spend so much money because, you know, you can upgrade two buildings at once, but you can buy another worker for $5. Now you're upgrading three buildings at once, and it's amazing. Yeah. And then, or just $5 more, another worker, and suddenly you're faster, you're ahead of everybody else. Yeah. So everything is free, but man, if
that's
you just want to
get
you. Oh, yeah. And then, because once you get to like level 4, it's like level 4 will take 17 hours to complete, or for just $2, it can be done right now.
Yeah.
And then they just kill you with microtransactions. That's a game where people with bad self-control can easily spend.
Yeah, I was reading about the top players. The guy that, at least for a while, was dominating the top spot in the game, has said in an interview he spent $22,000 on Clash of Clans.
What?
Yeah. $22,000 on a free game.
You need an intervention when you're spending $22,000 playing a free-to-play web browser
game. Well, if you're like a millionaire and you're like, I'm bored for this week. I'm just going to spend all my
money. Well, he probably, in his, like, when he's not playing Clash of Clans, he's probably playing StarCraft and winning $50,000 for playing a different game. Yeah. So
Andy's pointing out the news that apparently at the local grocery store here in Madison, Wisconsin, the Woodman's, a woman wielded a frozen turkey in a melee. Two groups of women got in a fight, and one of them used a frozen turkey as a weapon. Which, to be fair, in a grocery store,
a great
frozen
weapon.
Turkey is right up there as a good weapon.
Right.
Bacon, yogurt, also involved in fight.
Who grabs a yogurt?
Hey, if that's what's available, that's what's available.
It's like grenades. You just rip the cap off and throw it. It's almost more like a smoke bomb.
That's actually kind of hilarious.
Two women facing off with four others were also sprayed with pepper spray, according to the police.
Nice. Now, officer said that actual pepper spray or like sriracha sauce?
officer said that one combatant armed herself with a frozen turkey that was swung and tossed. Two women began exchanging punches. A pallet holding eight large boxes of bacon was toppled.
No, don't topple the bacon.
The bacon!
A 60-year-old man was on the phone with dispatchers, told police he was struck in the head with a full container of yogurt.
Well, I can't top that.
And man, on that note.
Man down. Yogurt everywhere.
That would actually be pretty... That would actually be pretty messy. That would not be fun to clean up.
Done.
Oh, we all missed it. He's already done.
Oh.
Oh.